College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The lame ducks are finally finished.
I think it's fair to say that this has been the most productive post-election period we've had in decades.
Then-President Obama took off for Hawaii, happy with the last-minute flurry of action on Capitol Hill. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern's live in Washington.
With just a few words and the drop of a gavel, Capitol Hill cleared out.
The Senate stands adjourned, sine die.
The 111th Congress finished work by ratifying the START nuclear treaty with Russia and establishing a $4 billion compensation fund for survivors and relief workers of the 9/11 attacks.
This was by far the most productive Congress in American history.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid taking a victory lap, though Democrats will have a much harder time earning victories in the next Congress. Republicans control the House when lawmakers return to Washington on January 5th. Dave.
Now, Jared, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev is pleased the Senate ratified that nuclear arms treaty, urging Russian lawmakers to do the same. 2 days before Christmas, a package bomb at the Swiss embassy in Rome. Italian news reports say a clerk was seriously injured when it went off as he opened it. War games on the Korean Peninsula. South Korea launching its biggest military drill of the year, prompting the North Koreans to warn yet again, this time threatening to launch a sacred war a month after North Korea's deadly attack on a South Island. The rain has stopped in Southern California, but a week of downpours took a toll. That's mud flowing in Highland. In Modjeska Canyon, this man saw big rock slides.
Boom, 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 boom.
You know, you'd hear him crashing into the fence and going down the creek. It was crazy.
There was also flooding. Some people had to be rescued, homes evacuated. Now the new concern, contamination. All the rain washed trash, pesticides, and bacteria into waterways. Beaches were closed in Orange County and in San Mateo County in Northern California. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Right now at the Home Depot, get a free Ryobi power tool worth up to $99 when you buy a Ryobi Super Combo Kit or a Lithium Ion Combo Kit. Select that free tool from a wide range of power tools and make two of the people on your list happy, or one of them very happy. We're lowering the cost of an extra package under the tree with a free power tool when you buy a Ryobi Super Combo Kit. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through December 29th, U.S. only. See store for details.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. Through January 2nd, save on all tires. Plus, save an extra $70 with a purchase of 4 Michelin tires after mail-in rebate. And our Plus Start automotive batteries are as low as $49.98 every day with exchange. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
When you wonder why we're so committed to the community, remember we're the only locally owned media in BCS, and we think it matters. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
It's 6:15 p.m., and you're hungry. You pick up a value meal from the local fast food joint, and soon you're staring at a sad burger and stale fries in a paper bag? That's a value meal? At CeCe's, we know that calling something a value meal does not make it a value. Endless CeCe's pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert. That makes it a value. So drop the bag, raise your expectations, and go to CeCe's Endless Pizza Buffet for $5 and change. Because that, my friends, is a real value meal. Prices may vary. Beverage not included. Visit CeCe's.com.
I never thought it would take over my life. I never thought I'd lose all my friends. I never thought I'd steal from my mom. I never thought I'd start dealing. I never thought I'd go to jail. I never thought my kids would be taken away. When I started using meth, I never thought I'd lose it all.
Meth can take it all away, just like that. For more information, visit methresources.gov. Sponsored by ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, Take charge with Charger. Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. Temperature is 57 degrees this morning. And for Chase Murphy, I'm Bill Oliver, WTAW News. Good morning. Scott and White healthcare officials in College Station yesterday to officially announce building a new hospital at the southeast corner of Highway 6 and Rock Prairie Road. Introduced as the hospital's chief executive officer was Jason Jennings, who said construction starts next year with completion in 2013.
Some of the services that we included will be emergency services, cardiac services with dedicated cath labs, operating rooms, neonatal intensive care unit, endoscopy procedure suites, interoperative robotics, full-service cancer center with linear accelerator capabilities, full-service imaging, as well as other ancillary services.
Jennings says the five-story structure will open initially with 119 beds, but will grow to 443 beds. Once operational, Jennings says the hospital will employ 400 with an annual payroll of $20 million. Architects' drawings of the new hospital and more comments from Scott and White officials can be found on our website, WTAW.com. A College Station woman's dead and her husband hospitalized following a crash south of Hearn yesterday morning. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says this was on Highway 6 and 190 involving a northbound SUV that struck the rear of a semi-trailer as the semi was making a right turn.
Originally, he was in the outside lane to make a right turn, but he had to swing out left a little bit to make the turn.
Morgan says the driver of the SUV attempted to avoid the collision. Killed was a passenger in the SUV, 61-year-old Elaine Barr. Her husband, 64-year-old Robert, was injured. He was transported to St. Joseph Hospital in Bryan. The trucker from Louisiana was not hurt. Traffic on the four lane was shut down for about 1 hour. Police and security agents were sent scrambling yesterday when a driver crashed into the front yard of former President George W. Bush's home north of Dallas. Authorities say the Bushes were home, they were not hurt, and there was no damage to the home, but the Secret Service did not reveal if the Bushes heard the crash. Investigators say the driver, who had been visiting one of Bush's neighbors in the gated community, was released after being questioned. The U.S. Senate has overwhelmingly ratified a new arms control treaty with Russia. The vote 71-26, and among those voting no, John Cornyn of Texas.
So what if the Obama administration's worldview is a little bit naive? So what if the Russians negotiated a much better deal for themselves than the Obama administration got for the United States? It's time we stop sending a message of weakness that only encourages our adversaries. I would urge my colleagues to vote no on this treaty to require the administration to go back to the negotiating table with the Russians.
Kay Bailey Hutchison also voted against the treaty. Now that President Obama has signed the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, that's great news for a Texas Marine or a want-to-be Texas Marine who went through the ROTC program at A&M. Danny Hernandez says when changes in the law are completed, he plans to honor his ROTC commitment and re-enlist into the Marines.
So this is, for a lot of reasons, a turning point in my life, and I am grateful that, you know, eventually I will have the opportunity to again fulfill my commitment.
Hernandez says he was discharged earlier this year for being openly gay, and he's hoping he can re-enlist by the end of next March. Several energy drinks with alcohol that were taken off the markets in Texas are now returning.
Four Loko will be back soon, and it's not the only one.
Kronk, that's that we are expecting to receive applications for, as well as juice and core.
The Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission's Dexter Jones says these drinks have been reformulated to take the stimulants, including caffeine, out. The commission ordered the drinks removed from store shelves last month. In Austin, Robert Wood, TSN News.
A Corpus Christi area man's pleaded guilty to two weapons charges and will forfeit a grenade launcher and more than 11,000 rounds of ammunition. Jeremy Charles Davenport of Odom faces up to 10 years in prison on each count when he's sentenced next March. Davenport arrested in September after police responded to a domestic disturbance. Officers found 19 firearms, including a machine gun. Davenport was under the influence of cocaine at the time of the arrest. Speaking of gunfire, the man known for what's probably the most famous opening in TV Western history has died.
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o silver.
the Lone Ranger.
It was Fred Foy who said those immortal words. Foy dying yesterday at his Massachusetts home at the age of 89. His daughter Nancy says to the end of his life, Fred never tired of repeating the introduction to anyone who would ask. Fred Foy not only survived by the daughter, two other children, along with his wife of 63 years. WTAW News Time, 10 minutes after 6, temperatures 57 degrees. More news at 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. For Chase Murphy, I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Santa here. I'm busy making my list and checking it twice, so I'll be ready. But is your roof ready for Santa? Santa's sleigh, when it's fully loaded, weighs over 300,000 tons. Now, reindeer magic and some elf help can take care of most of that, but if your roof has loose shingles or moss and algae spots, if your chimney is crumbling or leaking, well, that could pose some problems for Santa this year. Call my friends at Schulte Roofing to join their Overhead Care Club. The Schulte team will perform a 17-point inspection of your roof to make sure it's ready for Santa, and if your roof needs some help, they'll take care of that too. Why, they'll even string the Christmas lights for you. Here's the good news. Call today and the roof inspection is free. I've been an Overhead Care Club member for years. Make sure you join today.
Call Schulte Roofing today at 1-800-4-ROOF for your free roof inspection and join the Overhead Care Club for a Santa-ready roof. If it's not Schulte Roofing, it's not ready. Schulte Roofing, 1-800-4-ROOF.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Fixed mortgage rates have dropped to 4.375%, 4.56% APR. Go to LendingTree.com today, where refinance customers save an average of $260 a month or more. Click or call 1-800-555-TREE to find out how much you can save today. That's 1-800-555-8733.
My name is Jamali Rashears. With my local United Way, I help promote academic achievement and give kids a reason to stay in school. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
If you're a small business owner like me, here's a little advice. Valpak's direct mail, online, and mobile apps gives my customers more ways to save and my business more ways to succeed. I own a med spa. Valpak makes the phone ring and keeps my appointment book full. Listen, advertising with Valpak works for my business, and it'll work for yours too. Call them today to schedule a free consultation at 800-4-VALPAK, V-A-L-P-A-K.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Moisture continues to lie across the region. We'll see it in the form of cloudiness today and in these showers that cross the region. Temperatures close to 60 this afternoon. We'll have clouds tonight. Lows are going to end up between 45 and 50. More clouds in the forecast for tomorrow. There could be some periods of light rain, 60 to 65 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, any rain will come to an end. Lows on Christmas Eve near 40. Then Christmas Day, partial clearing with afternoon highs close to 50. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, when the Aggies face LSU on January the 7th in the Cotton Bowl, they may not be facing LSU's leading rusher. Yeah, he's been ruled ineligible. LSU is appealing the decision to the NCAA. We will talk about that. We'll talk some basketball. Had a bowl game last night as Boise State finishes their season 12-1. We've got another one tonight in flooded San Diego. That and more coming up in sports.
Man, did you see the video of that place?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, they say they're pumping 24 hours a day. They better have big old pumps because
yeah.
Not only the field, but the parking lot was under a couple feet of water, too.
Well, it's
Qualcomm Stadium.
Yeah. Love that place. I love that town. But it is. It's right. That thing is right on the water.
Exactly.
I mean, it's about a block off the water, and
it's
low. So, and there's been plenty of water falling.
Yes,
no doubt about that.
But they say they're going to have it ready for tonight. Slish slosh.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
As opposed to splish splash.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, it's Navy playing, you know, and they know water.
Where's anchors away when you need it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, at first we didn't know exactly what they were thinking, but a Christmas display at a mall in Barcelona features a giant statue that looks like a lumberjack in a Santa hat decorating the tree while his pants are down around his ankles.
Uh-huh.
And he's crouched in a position so that all you see is his butt, but it appears that he's going to the bathroom.
Oh, my gosh.
This figure is called Kanye, and believe it or not, it is part of the Christmas tradition in Catalonia, as well as in Spain and in most of Italy and southern France, the traditional nativity scene is larger, including parts of the city of Bethlehem. And in the manger, you find your usual suspects accompanied by this guy, tucked away in the corner of the model, typically nowhere near the manger scene. No one's quite sure what the origin of it is, but all sorts of theories as to why it's done. And while it may sound offensive, the Catholic Church, in fact, is not opposed to this. And I happen to see the video this morning. The one that is in the mall, again, is ginormous.
Yeah.
It's about 30 feet tall. And they showed them actually building it in this mall. And it's in the food court. How's that for a view? It's in the food
yeah.
court.
Yeah.
And obviously people just fooding right there with that all around. So Bill Oliver's with us this morning.
Hi, Bill.
Hey.
How are you today?
Oh, just lovely.
Okay, so you're spending your first Christmas here with us at the Radio Ranch.
Yes.
And we have a tradition the week of Christmas where we play an extra song.
Oh, just beautiful.
Okay, and I don't know if you've heard the song or not.
I have not.
Oh, well. Always best that we just let you hear it then. This is Bob Rivers and his group.
They see things the wife is missing. Didn't ask for her permission. I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose. Walking around in women's underwear.
Any thoughts?
Brings a new definition to ho ho ho.
Yeah, I guess it does. Yeah,
It holds me so tight, like handcuffs at night, walking around in women's underwear.
In the office, there's a guy named Melvin. He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
He'll say, "Are you ready?" We'll say, "Whoa, man." Until the wife is out of town. Later on, if you wanna, we can dress like Madonna. Put on some high shade and join the parade. Walking around in women's underwear.
Yeah. Brings a tear to my eye.
Miss it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny I didn't notice that one at the parade.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, just wait till next year.
By the Vazulas?
Uh-huh. Or no, just a whole new group, possibly. Yeah. Big finish now.
Yeah. You're right. Next year we'll have the Vuvuzela cross-dressing band.
Yeah. Oh, good. You're going to carry that banner for him?
Info.
Mason. Good job there. Rookie.
Yeah, right on that.
Good job there, rookie. Yeah.
Been a while.
Uh-huh.
That's my holiday present.
You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good, good morning.
Tis the holiday season, and it really pays to visit Allen Honda now during Happy Honda Days. 0.9% for up to 60 months is under the tree on the Civic, Accord, Fit, Insight, and CRV. Or for up to 36 months, get 1.9% on the Honda Ridgeline or Element. Allen's got your Honda, so there's no need to wait. A great buying experience and rates that are great. As this successful year ends, Allen Honda has good reason to give thanks to all and wish all a Merry Christmas season.
Do the countertops in your kitchen or bath need an upgrade? Call Marble Craft today at 846-3881. Marble Craft has been bringing new life to kitchens and baths for over 10 years. Marble Craft has a vast selection of material and color choices from granite, natural marble, slate, and soapstone. Marble Craft is also a certified installer of solid stone countertops. So call Marble Craft at 846-3881 for a free estimate or come by our showroom at 702 West Carson Street in Bryan and get inspired.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW at 619.
It is. It's December the 23rd, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday
Stop.
Today.
Stop. And happy Festivus.
Ah, yes.
Okay.
For the rest of us.
For the rest of us.
There you go. Actor Gerald S. O'Loughlin.
Really?
He was in a cop movie, right? A cop TV show?
No idea.
Yeah,
never heard of him.
Oh, yeah, you have.
Okay.
Yeah, look him up.
All right.
You know him if you saw him.
Okay.
It's one of those deals. 89 years old today. Yeah, he did. He played a policeman in a police movie. I'll look it up. I'm interested now. But anyway, Ronnie Schell, the actor.
I was amazed he's still alive.
Well, he's only 79.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was on, Gomer Pyle. He played Corporal Slater.
Yeah, he did.
You know, on Gomer Pyle. He was a stand-up comic for a while. Yeah. Did some impressions. Yeah. He was an impressionist.
Gerald O'Loughlin, by the way.
O'Loughlin.
O'Loughlin. Yeah, O'Loughlin. That's right. Yeah, you're right. I've seen him before.
Yeah, there you go.
He was.
What cop TV show?
He appeared as Lieutenant Ed Riker in The Rookies.
There you go.
There you are.
There you go. Do I know my O'Loughlin or what?
I'm telling you.
From Lonesome Dove, actor Frederick Forrest is 74 years old. Actor James Stacy Lancer, you might remember that, is 74 years old.
Yeah.
God, I can't believe Chase took today off.
Why?
Well, it's Harry Shearer's birthday.
It is Harry Shearer's birthday.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Simpsons. What he plays like three
musical
or four.
Director of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's and would fall off his money.
Oh, man.
Because he does, I mean, just the Simpsons thing.
He does like
thing,
three characters on The Simpsons,
yeah,
doesn't
the
he?
The Simpsons something thing, like he makes like, I think, $500,000 a year.
Yeah.
And lives in Santa Monica, California, and has a show actually on NPR, which is pretty interesting.
Right. He's a comedian.
He is.
You know, he's been in movies.
And then he did Spinal Tap. Yeah. He was in that, so yeah.
67 years old. Actress Susie Lucci. I call her Susie.
Make her feel good.
Yeah.
Can't wait to tell her that in front of
me. Yeah. Susie Lucci.
Make her
from,
feel young.
From All My Children is 64 years old.
And still with just one Emmy?
I think
after about 13 or 14 tries.
Yeah, she finally won one.
Yeah.
Yeah. From Pearl Jam, Eddie Vedder, the singer,
is
46 years old. Actress Estella Warren, do we know her?
No, I've never heard of her.
Well, it was a short name, so it wouldn't take up much time.
Sure,
so,
that's right.
32 years old today. And seems like I had another one. Corey Haim is a Canadian-born actor.
He's not with us anymore.
Really?
I think he passed
away.
I believe he passed away.
Well, I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
Well, he would have only been 39.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there you go. And so anyway, that's all I got.
Well, okay. Well, you know, actually, we did have one more, and it was it's a guy who I didn't even know his name until today, but young disc jockeys all over America when they were my age always thanked Ron Bushy, who was the drummer for Inagata DeVita, for putting together a 9-minute song. Obviously, we called that the bathroom song.
Yeah.
And,
only to be outdone by Alice's Restaurant.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, for 9 minutes, not bad. And he was the drummer for, of course, we all remember that group, Iron Butterfly.
Yeah. Hot Couture Boutique has the hottest selection of apparel, gifts, and more for the holidays. Offering new lines of clothing such as Rock and Roll Cowgirl, Pink Cadillac, A7 Jeans, and Rock Revival, alongside new designer bags, jewelry, rain boots, and dresses. Hot Couture is a must-stop for holiday shopping this year. The hottest boutique in the Brazos Valley, Hot Couture, is located in Fireplaces Etc. on Highway 21 in Bryan. Visit fireplacesetc.com to find out more.
This is Chuck Morrow, owner of Agland Lighting and the Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet. I'm asking you to shop in town and support our local economy. Local businesses like my own employ your friends and neighbors. Shopping online or driving to Houston hurts local businesses and doesn't guarantee you good service. Before you shop online or out of town, remember to support our community and shop locally. It's where our jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
The joys of Christmas. Trees have always played an important part in the joys of Christmas, and the use of the lighted tree may have begun because of religious beliefs. That story in a moment.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Ancient peoples brought evergreens into their homes to lend a festive air to the winter season. After the birth of Christ, the lighted Christmas tree may have come into use because of religious beliefs. It is told that trees blossomed on the night of the birth of the Christ child, and a legend about trees goes back to the first man. Legend has it that Adam brought a sprout from a tree with him when he left paradise, and that a tree grew from that sprout, which was later used to make the cross. In early days, Christ was known as the tree of life and the light of the world. It's thought that the lighted Christmas tree may have originated from that belief. At any rate, the lighted tree is very much one of the joys of Christmas.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:25. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by the area's only accredited sleep center, the College Station Sleep Center. Well, the fog didn't get generated, so that's a good thing. And, you know, we need the rain, so even though it happens to be on Christmas Eve, nonetheless, we could use it. So let's look at 59 for a high temperature today, 47 for a low temperature tonight. Tomorrow, 66 for the high and a 50% chance of rain. And then on Friday night, we're looking at a 70% chance of showers, and 40 will be our low temperature. Christmas Day, breezy, sunshine out there, 52 degrees. And by breezy, we're saying, let's see here. Winds up to about 25 miles an hour, mostly clear in a freeze on Christmas night at 29. Then we'll do 51 and 30 is the way that it looks for Sunday. So chance of showers, and again, we could use the rain. So we'll hope that that happens. Right now, overcast skies, relative humidity is 69%. Winds are from the northeast at 7, and we have 58 degrees.
Judging by the terrified expression on your face, your wife just informed you of everything she needs for the holidays. Let's have a listen, shall we?
I'm freaking out. I'll never get all this done without blowing our budget. I need gift baskets for clients, gourmet food, plenty of your dad's favorite wine, plus cigars for your brothers. This is going to cost a fortune.
Relax, my friend. For Specs has so many ways to save, you'll be a superhero. This time, let's really listen.
Hello, my darling husband. I can't wait for tomorrow, because you get better looking every day. Oh, here's the Specs shopping list. I love you.
Ah, Specs, the magic word for easy. And with Specs low prices, you'll save enough to buy that superhero cape you so richly deserve. You're welcome. Specs wine, spirits, and finer foods. Cheers to savings.
People believe all sorts of things make and keep them healthy, and believing it might just make it true. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
I'm running out of gift ideas, Sue.
Relax. Just go to Walgreens.
Walgreens? Sure.
Nintendo, Wii Games, Coffee Makers, Calvin Klein Perfume, Pillow Pets, and Great Bath Sets. There's just so much to choose.
Hey!
With most stores open till midnight, Walgreens is the perfect destination for all your last-minute holiday needs, like Energizer batteries, gift wrap, and gift cards. There's still time to finish your list, so hurry in now. Walgreens. There's a way to stay jolly.
$5. Thanks to Walmart, that's all it takes to fill a stocking with candy. Because Walmart has low prices every day on stocking stuffers like Butterfinger Jingles, Crunch Jingles, and Sweet Tart Candy Canes. Plus, they'll match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for the same product. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Wait a minute. $5 a stocking? $5? Maybe I'll hang a stocking for my mom. Maybe I'll hang a stocking for me.
Why does it seem that some people never get sick? A writer named Gene Stone decided to take a look.
Well, I've been writing about health for maybe 20 years, doing everything every doctor has told me to do along the way. Yet I was still one of those people who kept getting sick every few months. At the same time, I noticed there were people who never got sick. And I began to think, well, maybe I should be talking to them about secrets instead of the doctors.
Gene Stone is the author of a book called The Secrets of People Who Never Get Sick, and he uncovered 25 of them.
Maybe one of the more surprising ones is eating raw garlic. And by the way, it does have to be raw.
It turns out that napping also helps you not get sick.
We hear a lot about how important it is to get a good 7.5 or 8 hours of sleep a night, but sleep is actually cumulative. You really need to get that amount of sleep over the course of 24 hours. So basically with napping, what you do is you catch up on whatever sleep that you missed during the night.
Taking vitamin C, cold showers, exercise are all things that people claim help them to never get sick. But interestingly,
every one of the people who practiced one of these secrets made it a habit. It wasn't just that they sometimes ate a plant-based diet or they sometimes added brewer's yeast to their morning drink. And they believe in their secret. These people firmly believe, whether it's making friends or germ avoidance, that's what keeps them healthy.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's different strokes for different folks. Some people really love the one-on-one of personal training. Some people really like to be a part of a group and work out that kind of energy flowing. If you hook up with my personal trainer, Ashley Bergen, she can offer you both. Ashley has personal training, of course, but with FitU, group workouts every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Call Ashley Bergen for more information. Personal training, group training, call 492-1900, 492-1900.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. The temperature at 57 degrees, fortunately no fog materializing overnight. More in the forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mia's on Main. For windows beyond measure and more, it's Mia's on Main in the Brazos Decorative Center, downtown Bryan. Good morning. For Chase Murphy, I'm Bill Oliver. A crash south of Hearn yesterday morning killed a College Station woman and injured her husband. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says 61-year-old Elaine Bard died, and her husband, 64-year-old Robert, was transported to St. Joseph Hospital in Bryan. Morgan says Robert Bard was driving an SUV that was following a semi.
The Chevrolet SUV was traveling northbound behind a truck driver from Magny Truck Lines, was making a right turn onto a private drive when his trailer was stuck in from the rear.
Traffic on Highway 6 and 190 was shut down for about 1 hour. The trucker from Louisiana was not hurt. One of the worst-kept secrets in College Station became official yesterday. Scott & White Healthcare President Dr. Al Knight announced construction of a new hospital at the southeast corner of Rock Prairie Road and Highway 6.
This was a tremendous effort to create some significant geography that we will be able to not only put our first hospital, 143-bed hospital, over 320,000 square feet, but a very large medical office building, 70 or 80,000 square feet, and we will have land for future growth.
More comments from Scott and White officials and architects' drawing of the new hospital can be found on our website, WTAW.com. With the president signing the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, a former member of the ROTC program at A&M hopes to return to military service by the end of March. Danny Hernandez says he was discharged earlier this year for being openly gay, although he knew what the risks were when he joined. Hernandez says he has one goal in mind.
So the number one thing is completing the mission. And so you go in with that mindset of being successful in the Marine Corps, and I am fully confident that I can still be successful in the Marine Corps, sexual orientation aside.
Hernandez says until the military officially implements the repeal, it's still too early for gay soldiers to come out of the closet. Also, don't look for any changes at the state's military bases.
San Antonio is called Military City, USA. There are two Air Force bases, one Army post, as well as the gigantic Brook Army Medical Center. All of the Air Force basic training is done in San Antonio, but John Severance with the Air Education and Training Command says with the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, there will not be immediate changes.
There is a mandatory 60-day waiting period following the certification process, and there's no timeline yet for that certification process.
So far, there is no word if there will be changes to the dormitories or the showers. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
At least 10 Republican senators have voted with the majority to ratify a new arms control treaty with Russia. Not among those switching to the majority, Texas Kay Bailey Hutchison.
This is not anti-Russia. I do think we need a good relationship with Russia. I do think we need to protect at all costs the United States' unilateral capability for missile defense.
John Cornyn also voted against the treaty, which passed by a 71-26 margin. Texas regulators have approved the sale of reformulated versions of one alcoholic drink that no longer contains caffeine. That's the product for Loco. The Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission's Dexter Jones says other brands are still off the shelf.
Some of the manufacturers have indicated to us that they've ceased production of the product, and they have no plans at this point in time to reformulate those products. And those products are Max and 3-Sum.
TABC says its agents and auditors have visited over 11,000 retailers and found widespread voluntary compliance to the removal of caffeinated malt beverages. A Lufkin area building contractor convicted of scamming victims of a December 2009 tornado in Lufkin must serve 25 years in prison. 43-year-old Jason McKnight of Wells convicted on 5 counts of illegally securing building permits from the city of Lufkin on behalf of tornado victims without their knowledge or not having the residents under contract. Here's one way to describe the amount of information archivists responsible for putting together: the Presidential Library of the former President George W. Bush. Alan Lowe, the director of the Bush Presidential Library Museum, says 200 million Bush administration emails alone will take up an estimated 600 million printed pages. Speaking of pages, Marvel Comics trimming its flagship Fantastic Four to a mere trio in January as death comes calling on comics' first family. But which of the Fantastic Four will be passing? Well, Marvel's editor-in-chief isn't saying. Joe Quesada says the demise of one of the group's members, your choices are Mr. Fantastic, the Invisible Woman, Human Torch, or the Thing, is a secret protected with more might than the Incredible Hulk and Sentry combined. Readers will find out for themselves when Fantastic Four, or issue number 587, is released next month. It will be wrapped in black plastic bags to keep snoops from finding out. WTAW News Time, 24 minutes away from 7, temperature 57 degrees. News brought to you by Mia's on Main. More news after 7 or anytime online at WTAW.com. For Chase Murphy, I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Each year we all try to do a little something different to impress our holiday guests. I'm Mia with Mia's on Main, and this year I'm here to help. From simple and cost-effective ideas like custom holiday table coverings, runners, and tree skirts, to the more elaborate ideas like upholstered furniture and complete room makeovers, call Mia's on Main. Whether it's custom draperies, bedding, blinds, shades, and shutters, or a complete home or office design, trust your decor to Mia's on Main.
Mia's on Main, 823. Maine. That's 823-6246. Mia's on Maine in the Brazos Valley Decorative Center.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
Well, there you go, 637. Let's check some weather brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Cloudiness, it's going to linger across the area again today. There may be some drizzle around this morning or a shower. We're up to about 60 today. Clouds tonight, we're 45 to 50. Some rain in the forecast for tomorrow. Temperatures anywhere from 60 to 65. That rain will come to an end tomorrow night. Lows are going to drop down to about 40. During the day Saturday, Christmas Day, it becomes partly sunny and it's much cooler. Highs on Saturday are only going to be around 50 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
They played the bowl game in Las Vegas last night, and Boise State goes to a 12-1 as they beat Utah. I watched most of that game.
Did you?
Well, I thought Boise State-Utah would be a good game.
Yeah.
It was really sloppy the first half. I mean, you know, it was interceptions, fumbles, missed, you know, drop passes. And
I thought that was going to be a bowl record number of drop passes.
Yeah, but then Boise State, you know, they came through and they won it. And we'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
There you go. That's what happened.
There was one thing that happened that game I want to talk about when we...
Okay.
Well, oh, I didn't want to interrupt the music.
Oh, well, okay. Then we'll go on.
But, yeah, go ahead.
wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Fresh butter and milk for you and your ilk. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a dancing new year.
Oh, our Christmas wreath is bright, shiny teeth. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
What did she say? I can't say that.
Wow. Complexions and bones. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Of course we do.
Milky smooth skin, use our dairy bean. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yeah. See, Bell, what we try to do is we try to play songs that people don't necessarily hear in other places. Because, I mean...
Well, this is certainly better than Grandma's.
Yeah. So. Well, no, see, I don't get the grandma thing. I just don't. And I know that Cliff Howard does that, and he's friends with Dr. Elmo and all that.
Yeah, he talked to him yesterday.
Did he?
Yeah, I did live.
Yeah, I just, I don't get that.
I was trying to look up the details of the cheese recall. That had been perfect to go with this.
It would have, yeah. For instance, earlier this week, we played Lenny D., the organist, who's passed away. But, you know, you don't get to hear Lenny D. Yesterday, Little Jimmy Dickens and Skeeter Davis country music.
Hey, that had been beautiful.
It really was. Good they didn't sing together, because... They certainly go on. I mean, they could have the same notes and just...
That's right.
Yeah. Skeeter, when she would sing, would just say, give me a note. I mean, didn't need to be a key.
Yeah.
She'd just do the best she could to keep up.
But, and who knows? Skeeter and Little Jimmy may have a history that we don't know about.
Could
you
be.
Know?
Could yeah. be. And, you know, so anyhow, that's just some holiday.
Okay, movie. Here's your unsanitary Yakima, Washington cheese.
Oh, yeah, well, that's what you get for getting
an
the cheese
artisan
from Yakima.
Cheese maker known as a pioneer in the industry has been busted by the FDA. So.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Artisan cheese. That
artisan
means it
cheese.
Really tastes terrible, but you can justify it by saying, well, it's an artisan cheese.
Yeah, there's the allegation of the owner. This is the owner of Sally Jackson Cheese of Oroville, Washington, wearing manure-soiled clothing during cheese production.
Perfect.
Milking livestock and stirred cheese curds with bare hands that had not been washed.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Gee.
God.
That's right.
That'll be fine.
And the owner of Sally Jackson Cheese is none else but...
Sally Jackson?
You betcha. She just... disputes the findings and her company voluntarily recalled the cheese, and she also plans to shut down her business.
But they still got an 85 by the health inspector, though. You know,
she's shutting the business down.
Wow. Shutting her down.
Yeah, I guess that's probably fine. So the White House played a bit of damage control yesterday, admitted that director of national intelligence, that would be James Clapper.
Yeah.
Clap on, clap off.
Yeah, that's right.
And not Sally Jackson.
Yeah, this is the Clapper caper.
Yeah, was not briefed about a set of terrorist attacks in Britain and apparently seemed stumped when interviewed by ABC.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, and that's tough to do to get stumped by ABC.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I watched this. I mean, really. I mean, it
makes
was,
you
Diane
feel...
Sawyer said, you know, mentioned it to him and said he didn't know anything about that.
Counterterrorism advisor John Brennan said that certain steps are being taken to make sure that Clapper is no longer in the dark. Yeah, you wouldn't really want that to be happening to your director of national intelligence. Now, what Brennan did is he told reporters, quote, "There was breathless attention by the media about these arrests, and it was constantly on the news networks. I'm glad that Jim Clapper is not sitting in front of a TV 24 hours a day, like you losers." Oh, no, he didn't say that. And monitoring what's coming out of the media. What he is doing is focusing on those intelligence issues the president expects him to focus on.
You got to wonder if he's going to become a verb like Google.
Yeah, really. I got clappered.
Yeah.
I just a clapper. That's just a great name. I mean, you know, there's so many different ways we can use that. But, yeah, getting stumped probably surprised Diane Sawyer just as much, right? She wasn't thinking that was going to happen.
Yeah, when was the last time she broke a story?
Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it was by accident.
Yeah. White House confirms that it's reviewing a possible executive order to set up a regular review process for the Guantanamo detainees who are neither released nor sent to trial. In other words,
They're basically just in holding right there.
And they're still down there?
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Well, it has been a while. And, you know, one of the first things that President Barack Hussein Obama of U.S. America said was that we were going to close Guantanamo. Well, that ain't happening anytime soon. Obviously, this is making the liberal base of the president a little bit angry about that because they want to get it closed, but not happening.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as we look back, and it is all over, most dangerous place to be probably was Reagan Airport yesterday as members of Congress are trying to get out of town ahead of one another.
That's right.
Don't you know who I am?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Was that a seniority thing?
I don't know how that works. I'm not exactly sure.
That's right. All congressmen and walkers go first.
Yeah,
well, Air Force One was first.
Yeah, that's true.
They're already in Hawaii.
Yeah, mom and the kids were already there.
The reporters
and
were
the
already.
And the dog. Don't forget Bo.
Oh, sure, the dog, of course.
Yeah, and reporters are already there. Just waiting on the president. You know, what do they have to do while they're waiting on the president?
Yeah. Hey, let's go find a drink with a coconut with a, you know, little.
Oh, my God. I can't drink. I have to do a stand-up.
Yeah. Right.
Scott, I want to hear you laugh.
Yeah.
Associated Press reports the Senate went out of session at 8 p.m., bringing to close one of the most productive Congresses in history.
You know, it is. It's the truth. Now, you may not like what they did, but, I mean, it's the truth. These guys and gals, don't ask, don't tell, healthcare reform, Wall Street reform, economic stimulus. They bailed out the auto industry.
Yeah, but wasn't that all done in the first month and the last month?
Well, yeah, it was. But, I mean, again, what would we expect from them? And again, these people, the Democrats, lost in the midterm elections, and yet they were able to piece this together. And we were talking about this at the House last night. Was this the part of the compromise to save the Bush tax relief that the Republicans said, okay, we'll go along.
Mm-hmm.
We'll let all this stuff pass. Now, you have to let us jump up and down and scream and yell a little bit on the START treaty, and we're not going to do the DREAM Act. But aside from that, if you will give us our tax breaks for everybody, then we will go ahead and pass all this legislation. And I'm wondering if that's the kind of deal that was done in the back room, and we get to feel good about the tax break that we got.
Do the lame ducks have to go back in January?
No, they don't.
They don't have to go back for one last little.
That all happens, by the way, on January the 5th.
The big swearing in.
They get, well, more than that. Most importantly, they get the keys to their offices, okay, on January the 3rd, actually, to get the key to the offices.
Right.
They'll get their BlackBerries. Now, I don't know who the oldest member of the House and the Senate are, but do they need, like, those cricket phones or whatever that have great big punch keys on them?
The jitterbugs.
Yeah, jitterbugs, that's it. Because I don't see some 78-year-old guy in there with those little bitty buttons on that BlackBerry.
Well, how many aides does it take?
That's it. Here, send a text. Yeah, that may be exactly how they're going to do
that. That's right. They need a BlackBerry carrier.
That's it.
Yeah, they'll hire that, too.
Of course they will. And you make $63,000 a year, and you just type in what I say, so I can sound like I'm relevant. Anyway, so that's they'll get sworn in on January the 5th.
January the 5th.
At high noon, 11 o'clock Central Time.
Including
Bill
Flores. Mr.
Flores. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Brenham National Bank has been serving its customers generation after generation. We were chartered in 1933. We have been providing financial services for our friends and neighbors in the Brazos Valley for over 77 years. That makes locally owned Brenham National Bank pretty unique. Our personal bankers know you when you walk in the door. Wouldn't you like to bank with us? Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. We make banking fun.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
From livestock feeds to seed and fertilizer, Producers has been an agriculture leader since 1943. You don't have to be a member to be a customer or to take advantage of the expert advice from Producers specialists in every ag division. Producers provides animal health, ag equipment, hardware, lawn and garden, pet and food supplies, fuel and lubricants for your trucks, tractors, and equipment. Producers, everything ag. Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Comparatively speaking, a great landscape looks as good in the winter as it does in the spring and the summer. Granted, that look will be quite different when most of the trees and many of the shrubs have lost their leaves for several months, but a landscape that's award-winning in the spring should also show well in the winter. A midwinter look at your landscape, right after this important message. Get my 2011 Texas Gardening Calendar, including more than 10,000 words. Those words will tell you when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. Save more than one-third on the calendar by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Total price to get the lovely calendar, all of that information, and a subscription to the best regional gardening magazine in America is just $36.95. Your satisfaction is completely guaranteed. I save my best photographs each year for the calendar. I think you'll find it to be inspiring, but most of all, it will save you a ton of money by making the right decisions at the right times, doing the right things in your landscape and garden. All of that, the calendar, all of its information, and the full year of the magazine, just $36.95. Satisfaction completely guaranteed. Call 1-800-752-GROW. Call before we run out of calendars. 1-800-752-4769. What makes winter really helpful in landscaping is that it's the time when you can actually see the structure, the bones of the garden. You're able to see within the landscape much as doctors can see inside your body. It's that inside vision that can help you make meaningful changes in your plantings. I have a few of the things you can critique better in the winter than at any other time of the year. For example, major use areas of your landscape. You've heard about them before. They represent the ways a landscape can be broken down into its functional parts. In simple terms, there's the front yard, known as the public area, the backyard, known as the private area, and the work or service area. Since your landscape is visually more open during the winter, you can assess each of these use areas and then make plans for needed changes. As one simple example, if the large shrubs have lost all their leaves and your utility building or boat trailer suddenly quite visible, you either need to change or add plantings or move the storage space, that is, the surface area. Pathways and walks. During the growing season, you're likely to kick your shoes off and stroll through the grass. You probably won't do that in the winter. You're going to be looking for surfaces that will get you to your destination. As a result, this is the season to get a good handle on the efficiency of your walks. Also, it's the best possible time to see the overall impact your walks will have on the look of your landscape. Add what walks and paths you need and get all that lugging and bricklaying done while it's cool. Sound deadening and privacy. It's amazing how efficient plants are at filtering out nearby noise. All you have to do to prove it is to visit a public garden that's near a major thoroughfare during the growing season, then go back during the winter. If you've been noticing more noise recently, let your landscape come to the rescue. Plants can give that same deadening effect in your gardens, whether for street noise or adjacent playgrounds, and this is a great time to plant them. Along a similar line, winter is also a good season to build berms. Not only do berms add interest to their surroundings, but they also can be useful in diverting the flow of water away from your house. As a finishing touch, berms can deflect the sounds of kids and cars up and over their surfaces. Tall berms can also be placed so they'll screen unwanted views. Berms are overlooked in landscape assets, but they need to be done carefully to be sure they're in keeping with their surroundings. Don't make them too abrupt and don't let them overwhelm. I'm Neil Sperry. Tree observations of the winter and our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. First look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan, an official partner of the Big 12 Conference. LSU football coach Les Miles is saying that running back Stephen Ridley is dealing with a one-time academic violation that right now has him declared ineligible to play in the Cotton Bowl. Miles declined to go into detail about the violation, but says the school is appealing to the NCAA to have Ridley ruled eligible to suit up January the 7th to take on the Aggies at Cowboys Stadium. Ridley has been LSU's leading rusher this season, gaining 1,044 yards on 225 carries, and he scored 14 touchdowns. So A&M may or may not be facing LSU's top rusher, but the Tigers' long suit, of course, is defense. Here's Mike Sherman.
This team has been blessed with, they have a lot of length. They're a lot of long guys with long arms, play very good with their hands. But, you know, they're number one in the Southeast Conference in defense. And certainly teams we played here as of late on Kyle Field were significant defensive teams here in the Big 12. So there are some similarities.
Keeping with college football, the Poinsettia Bowl executive director says the game between Navy and San Diego State will go on as scheduled tonight, even though part of the field at Qualcomm Stadium was underwater some 24 hours before kickoff. Bruce Binkowski says the stadium's ground crew is working around the clock to pump out the water from several days of heavy rain. The parking lot was also underwater. 10th-ranked Boise State has completed a 12-1 season with a dominating performance in the Mako Bowl in Las Vegas. Doug Martin ran for a long touchdown. Kellen Moore threw for a pair of TDs as the Broncos whipped number 20 Utah 26-3 last night. Martin put Boise ahead to stay with an 84-yard touchdown run in the second quarter. Moore turned the ball over twice, but the Utes led 3-0 until Martin's TD. The Utes finish at 10-3. Mike Adazio is the new head football coach at Temple after spending the last 6 years on Urban Meyer's staff at Florida. Adazio handled the Gators' play calling the last 2 years and replaces Al Golden, who left the Owls to take over the Miami program. The NBA's top two teams were able to extend their lengthy winning streaks last night. The Celtics made it 14 straight wins to improve to 24-4. But the San Antonio Spurs still own the league's top record at 25-3 after their 10th straight win. In Boston, Ray Allen scored 22 points, including a pair of free throws with 5 seconds left to ice the Celtics' 84-80 win over Philadelphia. The Spurs have their second double-digit winning streak of the season after Manu Ginobili and Gary Neal each scored 22 in a 109-103 triumph over Denver. Kevin Martin scored 28 points, including 4 free throws in the final 16 seconds, and the Rockets nearly blew an 18-point lead in the second half to the L.A. Clippers before the Rockets won at 97-92. Rockets have won 4 in a row. Paul Silas has been named the interim head coach of the Charlotte Bobcats after Larry Brown's departure yesterday. The Bobcats are 9-19 this season, losing 3 of their last 6 games by at least 31 points. Owner Michael Jordan says that Brown agreed to step down just a few months after leading the Bobcats to their first playoff berth. And the Aggie basketball team is home for Christmas with an 8-game winning streak and an 11-1 record. Going home for Christmas on a roll is something quite acceptable for Coach Mark Turgeon.
I told him, I said, "Guys, I'm really pleased with what you've done to this point. But what we've done to this point is not going to affect what happens after Christmas. We're going to have to come back and practice hard and get better." So, but no, if you'd have told me we're going to be 11-1 going into Christmas, I would have taken it. And, we haven't always been great in our wins, but we've figured out how to win. And we're much further along defensively than I thought this team would be. And we're rebounding at a high level for early in the year, and I know our competition is going to get stiffer and better. Then offensively tonight, we showed some signs of being a pretty good offensive team. So, I'm pleased. We'll enjoy it for a few days, and we know we'll come back, have to get after it after Christmas.
Aggies will host McNeese State December 31st, Nicholls State January 3rd, and start Big 12 play in Norman against OU January the 8th. That's your first look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville at 657 for Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
David Gardner's, you know, it's the 23rd, and they're going to make a lot of folks really feel a whole lot better sometime today after they've been into David Gardner's. Maybe their eyes are really big. They're a little bit panicked, but, you know, after doing this for almost 3 decades, David and Julia pretty well know exactly what they need to do to make sure that you find just the right piece of jewelry that you want to make this a David Gardner Christmas. And, you know, it's just about any budget, just about any situation, whether it's a functional piece to be used on a regular basis or something that's extra special for an extra special occasion. David Gardner's can do it, and again, they've been doing it for years. They're your authorized Rolex dealer, so why don't you stop in and see them for a holiday season gift that will make it extra special. Again, they can help you out. Just come on in, experienced staff, answer some questions, and you'll be on your way with a gift that'll make all the difference to you. That's David Gardner's 911 University.
Classic style and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A Marriott home is not only attractive, but it's functional and sensible. A Marriott home retains its appeal and value for many years. Magnificent homes with superior workmanship and long-lasting durability are characteristics of a Marriott home. This is Coulter Marriott, and we feel that your home should be an expression of you. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 33 years, one home at a time. Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best in the Brazos Valley 5 years running.
For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on your Kubota tractor and farm equipment needs, thank Normandy Tractor. Normandy Tractor has Kubota riding lawnmowers, gas and diesel zero-turn, and tractors ranging from 18 to 135 horsepower. Save on our Kubota L2800F 30-horsepower tractor with a 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade for only $10,495 after a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $149 per month. How about the L2800DT package deal? 30-horsepower Kubota 4-wheel drive tractor with Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and a 5-foot box blade for only $15,249 after the cash rebate or payments of only $210 per month. Build your own package deal with zero money down, 0% APR financing for 60 months. Trade-ins welcome and free delivery. Normandy Tractor, voted best lawn and farm retailer in the Best of the Brazos survey for 9 straight years. Corner of Highway 39 and OSR.
College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's not war, but it's serious preparation. South Korea doing its biggest military exercise of the year, a month after North Korea's deadly attack using troops and missiles and fighter jets.
North Korea's Minister of Armed Forces calling the maneuvers an attempt to initiate conflict. Pyongyang also promising to use its nuclear deterrent in a, quote, sacred war.
Fox News Radio's Bill Marcus. So just before Christmas, bombing in Italy.
A man at the Swiss embassy in Rome was seriously injured this morning when a parcel bomb exploded as he was opening the package. Apparently has serious injuries to both hands, but his life is not in danger.
Fox's Greg Burke in Rome.
No one has yet claimed responsibility for the bomb.
President Obama says he proved the pundits wrong.
Washington would be headed for more partisanship and more gridlock.
Instead, he says the lame duck Congress was the most productive in decades. Then with a Merry Christmas, he was off to Hawaii. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
And before making that trip to Hawaii, the president celebrated what he called the most productive lame duck session in decades.
If there's any lesson to draw from these past few weeks, is that we are not doomed to endless gridlock.
But ending that gridlock came with sacrifice. The president breaking a campaign pledge to let the Bush-era tax cuts expire for top income earners.
The best way to increase jobs is to downsize the role and size of the federal government.
Oklahoma Republican Tom Coburn, there were victories for the White House on the START nuclear treaty, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and a fund for 9/11 workers, Dave.
Jared, the rain is finally over in Southern California after flooding and mud and rock slides. Part of a bridge gave way in San Juan Capistrano.
The erosion was very, very deep, almost reaching the roadway in that residential area. 400 homes were evacuated.
The next problem is contamination. All the heavy rain washed trash and pesticides into waterways, closing beaches in southern and northern California. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of The Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that The Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable.
Call now. 1-800-876-7556. 1-800-876-7556.
The Texas A&M Athletic Department is pleased to offer the Holiday Hoops ticket promotion for Aggie men's basketball during the holiday season at Reed Arena. Tickets start at just $5. Holiday Hoops begins December the 8th against Prairie View A&M and runs all the way through January 12th against Oklahoma State. All games in that time period. To purchase your Holiday Hoops tickets, go to AggieAthletics.com and click on Tickets. Holiday Hoops and Aggie Basketball at Reed Arena.
This year, Galleria Day Spa takes pride in bringing you the joys of Christmas on News Talk 1620 WTAW. You're invited to listen to those original, heartwarming stories about the most wonderful time of the year. Keep listening for the joys of Christmas, brought to you three times daily by Galleria Day Spa, only on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What makes the perfect recipe for a holiday surprise? A spoonful of gold, silver, or platinum. A pinch of pearls or colored gems. How about a sparkling drop of diamonds? Hi, I'm Sandy from Douglas Jewelers. We have all the essential ingredients to whip you up a holiday surprise. Visit Douglas Jewelers this holiday season and find the recipe that's right for you.
24-carat neighbor, Douglas Jewelers.
Why do so many car brands compare themselves to BMW? This year alone, 14 brands did so, 48 times. And with the holidays fast approaching, we predict it's going to get a lot more naughty than nice. Take the BMW 3 Series. Often compared to by other luxury brands, the truth is the 3 Series is faster and more powerful than its top rivals. And it's the only one among them to include no-cost maintenance, saving you thousands. So as for our competitors, we see a lump of coal in your future. But as for your next vehicle, why buy a copy when you can have the original, the ultimate driving machine? Come compare the 3 Series at the BMW Joy Sales event now. Get exceptional holiday offers, but only for a limited time. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Brazos Valley Bride is full of local articles and pictures of beautiful local brides and is the official publication for the 2011 Spring Bridal Show. So if your business wants to reach brides-to-be, place your ad in the upcoming spring issue of Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Valley Bride magazine. To reserve your space and for more information about advertising in Brazos Valley Bride, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595, 695-9595.
WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 7. The temperature at 57 degrees this morning. We'll take a look at the forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. For Chase Murphy, I'm Bill Oliver. Scott and White healthcare officials were in College Station yesterday to officially announce building a new hospital at the southeast corner of Highway 6 and Rock Prairie Road. Chief Medical Officer Dr. William Rayburn says the Scott & White Clinic campus at Highway 6 and University will remain open.
We will move our physicians that are dependent upon close proximity to the hospital. Take OB-GYN, for example, immediately adjacent to the hospital and the medical office building. We will continue to populate this building. We will continue to modernize and grow this campus in addition to our new campus.
Introduced as the hospital's chief executive officer was Jason Jennings. He says construction will start next year with completion in 2013. Jennings says the five-story structure will open initially with 119 beds, but will grow to 443. Once operational, Jennings says the hospital will employ 400 with annual payroll of $20 million. Architects' drawings of the new hospital and more comments from Scott & White officials can be found on our website at WTAW.com. A College Station woman's dead, her husband hospitalized following a crash south of Hearn yesterday morning. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says this was on Highway 6 and 190 involving a northbound SUV that struck the rear of a semi-trailer as the semi was making a right turn. Morgan says the driver of the SUV attempted to avoid the collision.
There were signs on the roadway where he attempted to steer to the left just prior to impact.
Killed was the passenger in the SUV, 61-year-old Elaine Barb. Her husband, 64-year-old Robert, was injured. He was transported to St. Joseph Hospital in Bryan. The trucker from Louisiana was not hurt. Traffic on the four lane was shut down for about 1 hour. They're not real police officers, but they pretended to be. on a busy Houston freeway.
A white truck with flashing blue lights pulled over two cars on Houston's Katy Freeway. Two men got out of the truck wearing police-style uniforms and displaying guns. They did not issue any traffic tickets, but did rob the motorist of their cash, cell phones, and other personal items. The phony cops then drove off in one of the motorist's cars. The victims were not hurt, and every real law officer in Harris County is looking for the phony badges and the men who wear them. In Houston, Robert B. McIntyre, TSN News.
Police and security agents sent scrambling yesterday when a driver crashed into the front lawn of former President George W. Bush's home north of Dallas. Authorities say the Bushes were home, they were not hurt, and there was no damage to the home. Secret Service did not reveal, though, if the Bushes heard the crash. Investigators say the driver had been visiting one of Bush's neighbors in the gated community was released after being questioned. Several alcoholic energy drinks are coming back to Texas store shelves.
Juice, Crunk, Core, and even Four Loko are all coming back onto the market, but with some changes. The Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission's Dexter Jones says others won't be.
Some of the manufacturers have indicated to us that they've ceased production of the product, and they have no plans at this point in time to reformulate those products. And those products are Max and 3-Sum.
The drinks that are returning have been reformulated to take stimulants, including caffeine, out while leaving the alcohol in. In Austin, Robert Wood, TSN News.
The U.S. Senate has overwhelmingly ratified a new arms control treaty with Russia. The vote 71-26, and among those voting no, John Cornyn of Texas.
So what if the Obama administration's worldview is a little bit naive? So what if the Russians negotiated a much better deal for themselves than the Obama administration got for the United States? It's time we stop sending a message of weakness that only encourages our adversaries. I would urge my colleagues to vote no on this treaty to require the administration to go back to the negotiating table with the Russians.
Kay Bailey Hutchinson also voted against the treaty. Now that President Obama has signed the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, that's great news for a wannabe Texas Marine who went through the ROTC program at A&M. Danny Hernandez says he was discharged earlier this year for being openly gay.
Even though, you know, it was a very small part of my life, still growing up, you know, in college, it became the issue that, you know, ruined my career and, you know, could have potentially harmed me if this law hadn't been repealed.
Hernandez is hoping he can re-enlist by the end of next March. And another honor for Defense Secretary and former A&M President Robert Gates. The latest comes from MTV's College Network, naming Gates its Man of the Year. MTVU describing Gates as a role model for public service, saying he's proven it's possible to work within an institution to impart change. MTVU commending Gates for his focus on youth, gender bias, and Don't Ask, Don't Tell. WTAW News Time, 11 minutes after 7, temperatures 57 degrees. News brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. More news after 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. For Chase Murphy, I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Other flooring stores in the Brazos Valley promise a better selection at the best price. But if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zornemann Flooring, our motto is simple. We provide you our very best price with service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and again. Just ask our preferred list of over 100 Brazos Valley home builders. Zornemann Flooring, we may not be the biggest, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Zornemann Flooring, call 776-2800 today.
If convenience, quality, and great prices are what you want out of your dry cleaners, then look no further than Hallmark Cleaners. Locally owned and operated, Hallmark Cleaners has been serving the Brazos Valley for 19 years with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations. Hallmark Cleaners offers same day, in by 9, out after 5, and drive through convenience and personal service. They have 4 locations in Bryan College Station and 1 in Navasota. You know that you can count on the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners.
One click and you're finished with your holiday shopping. Log on to ElementsBCSGiftCards.com and gift the ones on your list a healthy and invigorating therapeutic experience. Elements Therapeutic Massage. No need to run all over town. Shop from the convenience of your home or office. Go to ElementsBCSGiftCards.com.
Hey, it's 7:12. Time for some weather. It's brought to you by ResPro. Water damage, fire damage, your home, your business. Give them a call. They'll help you out. 690-8659.
Cloudiness, it's going to linger across the area again today. There may be some drizzle around this morning or a shower. We're up to about 60 today. Clouds tonight, we're 45 to 50. Some rain in the forecast for tomorrow. Temperatures anywhere from 60 to 65. That rain will come to an end tomorrow night. Lows are going to drop down to about 40. During the day Saturday, Christmas Day, it becomes partly sunny and it's much cooler. Highs on Saturday are only going to be around 50 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Lots of bowl games between now and the end of the year and even after the first of the year. We'll have another one tonight. We'll talk about the one last night, some NBA news and more. All that coming up in sports.
Squeegee that field over there in San Diego.
Squeegee that field.
They've had lots of rain there.
Yeah. Hey, I was doing some ciphering.
Ciphering. Yep.
Well, Bill had a story, I think it was the last newscast, about the number of emails that George W. Bush is going to have in his library. And
yes.
I believe he said 200 million emails that will take up 600 million pages. Is that right?
That was what the Associated Press reported.
You know, there's 500 sheets in a ream. That's 1.2 million reams of paper.
Like to have that contract.
So who's getting reamed in this deal?
Oh, very nice.
There you go.
Kaboom chain. Yeah.
There you go. So, you know, I mean, they're going to have just a warehouse just for that.
Well, they did that here.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it was over there on the, in that shopping center that College Station paid too much for.
Yeah, they put it in the bowling alley.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that
exactly.
in the bowling alley. Yeah. But, wow.
Former bowling alley.
Yeah, the former bowling alley. 1.2 million reams of paper.
We're not quite to that paperless society, are we?
No, evidently
not. That's 10 times what Bill Clinton had.
Yeah, wow.
As far as emails.
I understand.
In the same amount of years.
The story went on to talk about megabytes and terabytes, and I figured that was just too much to bite off.
I think you're right to chew on that. So, so somebody is visiting a neighbor in 43's neighborhood there in North Dallas.
Yeah.
And what,
he's doing wheelies or what?
Missed the driveway?
Yeah.
I mean, do we know?
Visiting a neighbor, leaving, yeah.
Ah. Well, okay, you know, visiting a neighbor. Now, I don't know.
Supposedly stepped on the wrong pedal.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't Google mapped this location, but I'm going to guess the easements are fairly substantial there.
Yeah.
You know, the houses are not butt up right next to
each other. Well, and that's kind of why I threw in there that I wonder if even the first retired family there even knew what happened.
Yes, didn't know if they'd heard it or not. They may have been in the back of the house and didn't hear the guy coming into their yard. So you think they got crews in there fixing the yard today or what? You know, they're going to wait a while just because it's the holiday season.
Probably so. But this gated community, I guess everybody doesn't know the Bushes there. I mean, I guess it's a lot of houses in the community, right?
Yeah, I don't know. We probably can go and look at some point.
Yeah. So, you know, but I wonder if everybody who lives there has to, they probably had to submit their list of all of their friends.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Background
absolutely.
Checks.
Yep,
and,
absolutely. You bet. Got to do that. And
kind of a hassle.
It is. And
well, again, I know the area. I mean, if you know Dallas, the area is just off of the tollway, the Dallas North Tollway in the north part of town, south of LBJ, north of Mockingbird, somewhere around that area.
I'm betting traffic noise isn't a problem, though.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But the deal is, okay, this person did something really stupid, really embarrassing, but now because the Secret Service got involved, it's a news story. Who
there
among us
go.
Has not done something stupid while driving our vehicle? Now everybody gets to know it.
And got caught in the process.
Yeah, so there you go. Well, I mean, he might have left a note in their yard. Hey, ran over your end.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
Yeah. Wrote it on the back of a McDonald's receipt.
Yeah, you know, it's Dairy Queen napkin. Yeah,
stuck it under the windshield wiper.
Yeah, you go, okay, I'm out of here.
Yeah. Here's my cell phone if you want to call me.
So, okay, so I was going to play some Christmas music this morning because it's 7:18. Have you guys, do you know who Jackie Evanko is?
Nope.
Okay. We're just going to do a little of this, okay? Okay, so, you know, O Holy Night, which is a pretty challenging song to sing. And, you know, tomorrow we'll do Josh Groban because he does a pretty knock-it-out-of-the-park version of this. This is a tough song to sing. This girl is 10.
I was guessing 13.
Yeah, she's 10. She's been on something called, I think it's America's Got Talent, I'm not sure. She just put this album out. It's the number 4 album in America right now. She's going to sing at some hockey game on January 1st at Heinz Field. 10 years old. 10 years old.
Golly.
And I guess, you know, if you watch that show, you're familiar with her, but I wasn't. And
what's her last name?
Ivanko.
Oh, okay. You know what? If you
hum a few bars,
if you type Jackie,
yeah,
just in Google, the very first option that comes up is Ivanko.
Ah, well, there you go.
So she's been Googled a few times.
She's got a pretty good marketing company doing that for her.
Yeah, she does.
Gets her elevated to the top of the list on Google. Not bad. Anyway, so.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, there she is. I mean, she looks like.
Well,
she looks like she's about eight.
Yeah. Well, she's
her
been,
picture.
Obviously been singing a while. But anyway, that's.
That's amazing.
She's the phenom. We'll see how she does. You know, it didn't work too well for that. What was his name? Billy Gilbert guy or whatever.
Billy Gilman. Oh.
Yeah, Billy Gilman. You know, after your voice changes, it sometimes makes a little bit of a difference. Hello.
Boy, when I hear the little ones, you know, doing stuff like that, I just can't help but think of Blades of Glory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope the young lady has a life. I really do. Hope that's
They've got a video here. I'm not going to play it, but they got a video of here playing singing a duet with Sarah Brightman. So, you know, that's a
grand slam right there.
Yeah, that's not a bad deal.
And again, same thing with Groban. Uh-huh. You know, he was a last minute fill in to sing with Celine Dion. Here's a little pressure for you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but that's interesting. Men are the big last-minute shoppers. I think we probably know that according to almost all the surveys. In fact, in a survey taken by a retail group, the majority of women had bought all their Christmas gifts but one. Most every man said he hadn't even shopped yet. 20% of them said they hadn't even shopped yet. So they like the pressure. Survey from the online advertising firm FindWhat.com. Claims men spend more time looking for gifts for their bosses than they do for their wives. But women get even. They spend more time shopping for their pets than they do for their husbands. I, on the other hand, had my wife find something, pointed it out to me, and said, wouldn't that be just right for Ben? And so that worked out. I got Ben's gift based on something that she saw. So worked out very well for me. Hey, by the way, don't forget your secretary or administrative assistant when it comes to your Christmas gift giving. That's the word from the Catherine Gibbs Schools. They specialize in training secretaries, so obviously they'd mention that. Every year at this time, they suggest you give the most needed person in your office a cash bonus or a gift certificate. Or maybe like, you know, dinner for two certificate, something like that, babysitter certificate. So just something to think about. And oh, by the way, hear more of this. Shopping ahead of time. Ladies Home Journal at their website ask, how you doing on your Christmas shopping? 20% said they finished before Thanksgiving. Show-offs.
Yeah.
62% said working their way through it. 18% said, hadn't started yet.
Uh-huh.
With that in mind, some of those items that you'd really like to get are probably not available this year, more so than in past years. Now, the top of the list... For people who are looking for a Kindle from Amazon, they're out of stock, at least as far as the Wi-Fi version is concerned. The Monster High dolls at Toys R Us are another one along those lines of they have fleece shirts also from L.L. Bean. They're gone. Bean boots from L.L. Bean, they're gone. Part of the problem is that merchants kind of got burned the last 2 years. So as a result, they were a little bit more conservative in their ordering this year. So, I mean, there aren't any in the pipe. They're not going to be here. So if you had one of those much-wanted items, it just hasn't been manufactured this year, or at least hasn't been stocked in the store, so it's not going to happen. Kohl's sold out of a KitchenAid mixer that was on sale.
Kohl's sold out of something?
Yeah. This thing retailed for $140. That's a heck of a mixer, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
I mean,
that's a turbocharge.
It's got that bread hooks and all that, you know, dough hooks and all that stuff, maybe. I don't know, $140. They sold out of that. Old Navy's $5 pajama sale was so popular that all that's left online are the larger sizes.
Whoa. Works for me.
Yeah. And or offbeat patterns. Coach's.
Also works for me.
Okay. Coach's $498 satchel is sold out every place. Now, I'm wondering, we'll have to find out on Tuesday, because that's when we'll be back, whether or not Chase was able to find his Christmas Story pajamas yesterday at Target, because he was out there looking for that. So. Strange things that happen around the world on Christmas Eve. In Belgium, it's legal for children to throw bananas at police cars on Christmas Eve. But on Christmas Day in Belgium, it's legal for the police officers to throw the bananas at the children. Hey, I kind of like that. I don't know about bananas. Water balloons might be better, but nonetheless. Did you know that Jingle Bells was written for Thanksgiving before becoming a popular Christmas song?
No, yeah, I didn't. Huh.
That's why you listen.
How about that?
There are more diamonds sold around Christmas than any other time of the year. Duh. If you lined up all the slinkies ever made, they would wrap around the earth 126 times.
Ah, so
that was just a guy messing around, yeah, too. Yeah.
So with George Bush's emails.
Yeah, yeah. And for 2 years during the 1970s, Mattel marketed a doll called Growing Up Skipper. When you turned her arms, her chest grew.
Oh, my.
This is David Gardner. My wife, Julie, and I own David Gardner's Jewelers. For us, as well as our customers, shopping is an experience. What Julie and I enjoy most about shopping locally is the great people we get to work with and the care we receive over the long term. And we know as well as you do that by shopping locally, we are supporting our local community. We love that. Keep the outlook strong for Bryan and College Station. Have fun. Shop locally. It's where our jobs are.
Thanks, David. Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Are you looking for home insurance from a company you can trust? A company that really knows Texas and has a long history of excellent service? Well, that company is Germania Insurance, a Texas company that knows how to protect you. In fact, Germania agents understand your home insurance needs because they are Texans. Germania has been insuring Texas homes and property for over 110 years. They have very competitive rates and great discount options. You'll get insurance coverage that you need for your home at a price you'll like. And when you insure your auto and life, you can take advantage of additional savings if you qualify. See for yourself why Germania is the insurance Texans trust.
Call Dexter & Company Insurance today at 764-8444 for all of your insurance needs. Dexter & Company Insurance.
Trust Germania.
I'm Chip Davis of Mannheim Steamroller. Okay, there's Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, and Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen. So where does Rudolph fit in? I love the story of Rudolph because I once wrote commercials for radio and television. Years ago, a man named Johnny May also wrote commercials. He worked for the Old Montgomery Ward department stores, and he created Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer for the store's 1939 Christmas season. 10 years later, songwriter Johnny Marks added the music. Gene Autry added his voice.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
And today, over 65 years later, Rudolph is still going strong. And that's what I'd call a successful ad campaign. I'm Chip Davis for Mannheim Steamroller.
Brought to you by JustOurFamily.com. Videos and photos deteriorate over the years. Convert them all to digital files at JustOurFamily.com.
Good morning. It's 726. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by the area's only accredited sleep center, the College Station Sleep Center. Mostly cloudy, a high of about 59 today with winds out of the east. Tonight, 47 is the low. Tomorrow, we have a 50-50 chance of showers and a high of 66. Then on Christmas Eve, a 70% chance of rain, and 40 degrees will be our low temperature. Christmas Day, though, will dawn with clear skies out there and kind of breezy now. Winds 15 to 20, gusts up to as high as 25 miles an hour out of the north and a high of 52. Freezing on Christmas night at 29, then we'll do about the same with not quite so much wind on Sunday at 51 and 30. Right now, humidity 69%. Winds are from the northeast at 8. We have overcast skies, and it's 57.
Aggie-owned and operated Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
You need a gift. And it better be good. Howdy, I'm Jennifer Fountain, owner of Bead Fountain, and I got you covered. You start a Troll Beads charm bracelet for her now, and for you, Christmas will be solved. Valentine's? Solved. Anniversary? Solved. You get the point. Start a Troll Bead bracelet or necklace for her today at Bead Fountain, on Brothers Boulevard behind the Walmart in College Station, and online at mybeadshop.net. Need Troll Beads? Go to the source, Bead Fountain.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Say, folks, you want a glimpse of our future if liberals have their way? Look southward to the latest policy directive from Venezuelan thug-in-chief Hugo Chavez. With blackouts spreading and businesses forced to close during the week for lack of electricity, the dictator came up with a solution. Army troops, along with teams of community activist volunteers, have been dispersed to homes and businesses nationwide to forcibly change light bulbs. Incandescent lights are verboten. Energy-efficient curly bulbs are approved. The government's providing the mandated bulbs for free. Of course, there's nothing free about it. In a few short years, the people of Venezuela have seen entire sectors of their economy nationalized under this tyrant. Their judicial system has been stacked with Hugo loyalists. Private property has been taken. Opposition media shut down. Not to mention outright murder of political opponents in cases that somehow remain unsolved. Their once proud energy sector is now in shambles due to neglect, corruption, and centralized government planning. So now in marches Hugo's army, bestowing free light bulbs at the point of a gun. But don't call him a dictator. At least around Hollywood, Sean Penn, who recently said that journalists who call his dear friend Hugo a dictator should, quote, go to prison for these kinds of lies. He said he hoped they get anal cancer. Penn went on to declare that Chavez has won some of the most transparent elections in the globe. Dictator Chavez was grateful. He publicly thanked Sean Penn for the support. Free light bulbs and glaring dimwits. Somehow they go together, don't they?
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new healthcare law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of The Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable.
Call now, 1-800-876-7556. 1-800-876-7556.
Jason Byanski with BCR Realty wishes you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The Byanski family believes the Christmas season is the perfect time to say thank you and express their warmest greetings to friends and clients, old and new. Whether buying or selling a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to Jason Byanski with BCR Realty, voted best agent in the Brazos Valley for 3 consecutive years. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byanski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or go online, AggielandRealEstate.com.
The rising cost of health care is on everyone's mind these days. You could pay over $300 a month just to add your spouse or child to your employer's plan. Coverage for your entire family could cost you thousands each month. If that doesn't fit into your budget, call ANCO Insurance to discuss our many individual and family health plans. Our health plan options can provide you similar or better coverage than your employer's plan, usually at a much lower price. Sound good? Call ANCO today for a no-obligation quote. 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 29 minutes away from 8. Temperatures 57 degrees. More in the forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. Good morning. For Chase Murphy, I'm Bill Oliver. A crash south of Hearn yesterday killed a College Station woman and injured her hospital. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says 61-year-old Elaine Bard died and her husband, 64-year-old Robert, was transported to St. Joseph Hospital in Bryant. Morgan says Robert Barr was driving an SUV that was following a semi.
The Chevrolet SUV was traveling northbound behind a truck driver from Magny Truck Lines, was making a right turn onto a private drive when his trailer was stuck in from the rear.
Traffic on Highway 6 and 190 shut down for about 1 hour. The trucker from Louisiana was not hurt. One of the worst-kept secrets in College Station became official yesterday. The new hospital's chief executive officer, Jason Jennings, comes from Scott & White's Hillcrest Hospital in Waco to take over what will become the Scott & White Hospital in College Station. The new CEO says the move has the approval of his 8-year-old daughter.
First, we said to her, we said, Scott & White's going to bring a hospital to College Station. They've asked your dad to be the CEO. And she turned to me and said, Dad, so Scott & White's going to build a hospital to take care of sick people, and that's where the Aggies play? And I said, yes, Reagan, that's where the Aggies play. So she turned, gave me a thumbs up, a little giggle, if you will, and she said, I'm great with moving.
More comments from Scott & White officials and architects' drawings of the new hospital can be found on our website, WTAW.com. With the president signing repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, a former member of the ROTC program and A&M hopes to return to military service by the end of March. Danny Hernandez says he was discharged earlier this year for being openly gay, although he knew what the risks were when he joined. Hernandez says he had one goal in mind.
The number one thing is completing the mission. And so you go in with that mindset of about being successful in the Marine Corps, and I am fully confident that I can still be successful in the Marine Corps, sexual orientation aside.
Hernandez says until the military officially implements the repeal, it's still too early for gay soldiers to come out of the closet. Also, don't look for any changes at the state's military bases.
San Antonio is called Military City, USA. There are two Air Force bases, one Army post, as well as the gigantic Brooke Army Medical Center. All of the Air Force basic training is done in San Antonio, but John Severance with the Air Education and Training Command says, with the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, there will not be immediate changes.
There is a mandatory 60-day waiting period following the certification process, and there's no timeline yet for that certification process.
So far, there is no word if there will be changes to the dormitories or the showers. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
Back to Washington, where at least 10 Republican senators voted yesterday with the majority to ratify a new arms control treaty with Russia, but not among those switching to the majority. Texas K. Bailey Hutchison.
This is not anti-Russia. I do think we need a good relationship with Russia. I do think we need to protect at all costs the United States' unilateral capability for missile defense.
John Cornyn also voted against the treaty, which passed by a 71-26 margin. A Lufkin area building contractor convicted of scamming victims of a tornado in Lufkin a year ago must serve 25 years in prison. 43-year-old Jason McNutt of Wells convicted on 5 counts of illegally securing building permits from the city of Lufkin on behalf of tornado victims without their knowledge or having the residents under contract. Texas regulators have approved the sale of reformulated versions of one alcoholic drink that no longer contains caffeine. That's the product Four Loko. The Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission's Dexter Jones says other brands remain off the shelf.
Some of the manufacturers indicated to us that they've ceased production of the product, and they have no plans at this point in time to reformulate those products. And those products are Max and 3-Some.
TABC says its agents and auditors have visited over 11,000 retailers and found widespread voluntary compliance in the removal of caffeinated malt beverages. And from Mount Clemens, Michigan, comes word of Mark McKee resting easy finally after returning a library book that he borrowed 76 years ago. It was back in 1934. At the age of 13, McKee checked out A Dog of Flanders, written by English author Marie-Louise de la Ramée from the public library. McKee, a retired newspaper publisher, says he recently discovered the book among his possessions, mailed it back to the library. Library director says he was thrilled to receive the book and the letter from McKee, who happens to be a personal friend. The book and letter now on display at the library, and 76 years of overdue fines, which was not calculated, have been waived. WTAW News Time, 24 minutes away from 8, temperatures 57 degrees. News brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. More news after 8 or anytime online at WTAW.com. For Chase Murphy, I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Did you see that?
What?
Her.
I did. But mainly I noticed how you were looking backward while driving forward.
I can't believe what they wear to games these days.
Did I mention how St. Joseph is ranked in the top 5% of spine and neck surgery nationwide?
I mean, it's enough to give a guy a heart attack.
Well, fortunately, St. Joseph is 5-star rated in coronary intervention, too.
To find out your risk for stroke and heart attack, go to sjprevention.com. Ratings by Health Grades for 2010.
Marketing makes all the difference when it comes time to sell your home. You want your home to rise above.
you know, lots of homes are for sale. Right now, it's a buyer's market. It is extremely competitive if you're trying to sell your home. So what is your realtor doing to make your home rise above? Do they do things like hire a professional photographer? Zweiker & Associates does. The studies show that more than 80% of home buyers say that pictures are the single most useful piece of information when determining which homes they want to view. Do you want to make sure a potential buyer comes to look at your house, sets foot in your home? Then you need to make sure that your realtor is marketing that home as well as can possibly be done. Zweiker & Associates uses professional photography to make sure that your home comes alive, not only in flyers, but also on the internet. Check them out online. Find out what Zweiker & Associates can do for you. ZARealEstate.com. ZARealEstate.com.
David and Julia, great people. I don't know how to explain this in English, but, you know, I think it's just great people. Very humble, incredible dedication to their city and to their loved ones. Never seen people giving so much back to the community as they do. We have seen them. We've grown with them, actually. Probably we've been working together, I imagine, between 12 years, 14 years. And from the little place they had in university to where they built 2 or 3 years ago, the flagship store, just seeing them develop and, you know, meeting the family and actually all the clients in College Station, they just, you know, I think they look, they are from here and I think they look to stay here and they want to develop the community here, which is, I think is great. For us, they work very well. It is a great relationship. We love them.
Roberto Coyne, exclusively at David Gardner's.
Ciao, buon Natale. De David Gardner's and Roberto Coyne.
Come celebrate New Year's at Messinahoff. Relive the fabulous Roaring Twenties. There will be dancing, music, fun, food, casino games, and award-winning wines. Come revel and bring in the New Year. It's Messinahoff's New Year's Eve celebration at the Vintage House, located on Old Reliance Road in Bryan, Texas. Call 778-WINE, extension 234. That's 778-WINE, extension 234. Dress and relive the Roaring Twenties.
Good morning. It's 7:39. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing.
Moisture continues to lie across the region. We'll see it in the form of cloudiness today and any showers that cross the region. Temperatures close to 60 this afternoon. We'll have clouds tonight. Lows are going to end up between 45 and 50. More clouds in the forecast for tomorrow. There could be some periods of light rain, 60 to 65 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, any rain will come to an end. Lows on Christmas Eve near 40. Then Christmas Day, partial clearing with afternoon highs close to 50. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, at Christmas time, things are kind of dead over at campus as far as sports are going on, but they'll pick up again after Christmas. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk about college football. The bowl season continues tonight. That and more coming up in sports.
Yeah, first, though, before Christmas.
Hey! Happy Festivus, everyone!
It's today, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it's the 23rd.
I want a hippopotamus.
Yep.
And only an hippopotamus will live.
Really? No alternates?
I don't want to go over
Yeah.
I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy.
Yep.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorite ones.
You know it.
No crocodile.
Nope.
No rhinoceros.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. It's a classic.
I agree. John Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
John Jefferson
sang. Yeah,
no, I mean, the John Jefferson sang that.
As opposed to George Jefferson.
Yeah, that's true.
That's right. Moving on up. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We try to help you out here with information that you might not get someplace else that really can, in a real world situation, help you. If you'd like to look 10 pounds slimmer in your next photo, here we go. Nigel Barker, who is the author of Nigel Barker's Beauty Equation, tells us how to stand. Don't try this if you're driving, but if you're at home, go ahead, put the coffee cup down. Because you need to practice. Because this is not the way you normally stand. And you'll want to strike this pose as quickly as possible. Okay. Put your left foot
in and put your left foot out.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Remember, it took forever to bury that guy.
Yeah.
Put your left foot in front of your right foot, slightly pointed. Okay? Twist your body toward the camera. That narrows your midsection. Then put the arm closest to the camera on your hip. It will look more toned.
If I could do all that.
Yeah, exactly. The same trick.
And then look natural.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Same trick applies if you're seated. Just cross your legs, twist your torso toward the camera. If you're the photographer, go ahead and direct your subjects. They will appreciate it later, because if you take a picture that makes them look fat, they're not going to be happy about that.
Okay. Hey, what you see is what you get.
There you go. All right. Here's the other thing that you probably need to know, too. Because, again, we're here to try to help you. If you need to apologize to somebody over the holidays, there's family gatherings where they're that person who you haven't seen. Consider saying, I apologize, instead of I'm sorry. The word sorry is so overused that it is almost meaningless. Many people say that I'm sorry is like a reflex. When you use the word apologize, it shows that you do take the matter seriously. Yeah, see? Helping you out here.
There you go.
All right, family sing-alongs. That can be part of the holiday season. Family sing-alongs help kiddos develop stronger language skills. Experts in the literacy group Basic Skills Agency says that Christmas carols or nursery rhymes or lullabies actually help stimulate a young person's mind, and it also helps their focus, and that could help them also with their ear for conversation. The more you sing together, the better. Sing-alongs can make cleaning up less of a chore, bath time more fun, and even a ride in the car. No, we have drop-down video screens for that. It's good for grown-ups, too. Humming and singing is a natural stress reliever.
Very good.
I believe that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or whistling. Mm-hmm. How many people do you know who just whistle anymore?
You bet.
Just whistle. Whistle while you work, remember?
Yeah. Or give a little whistle.
That, too.
Give a little whistle.
From Snow White. Hey, for you folks who are going to be out there flying, just remember...
That's me.
To be flying with more sick people this time of year than any other time. So parts of the plane you should avoid touching. You know, actually, just go ahead and wear latex gloves when you get on the plane.
I'm going to be dressed in hazmat.
Are you? Yeah, that's good. Yeah, just wander down the aisle with that going on. All right, here are the areas to avoid. The seat pocket. This is where people put their personal stuff for easy access. Or they put their used tissues and gum wrappers, so just stay out of it. The other place, the tray table. It's a petri dish of germs. Okay, so what? Ask the flight attendant. Well, what are you going to do? Do you bring your sanitizer, got your Lysol spray, and you're going to wipe that down before they, you put your laptop on there? I won't look at you at all like that. It says here, bring some disinfecting wipes. Oh, sure. Also, you're better off skipping the coffee and tea. Some airlines use the water from their tanks, and they're not brewed at a hot enough temperature to kill bacteria. Stick to bottled water and sealed drinks like juice, just to help you not be sick. Hey, you were talking a little while ago about all the emails.
Right.
Says here that former President George W. Bush's book has passed the 2 million mark less than 2 months after its official release.
Good.
Published in early November, the memoir about his key presidential decisions and other choices has topped the bestseller list on Amazon.com for weeks, more than 2.6 million hardcover in print after the initial run of 1.5. Well,
no references to how Laura's book's doing?
No, they didn't say that. But of course, he was on everybody but Maury Povich, wasn't he? I mean,
yeah.
He was everywhere.
Yeah.
Which is... amazing accessibility for a former president, as we discussed. He, I think, did more than anybody would have anticipated. All right, here you go. An 80-year-old electric hair dryer, made in Britain, remains in perfect working order. And according to its owner, retired insurance company director John Wilcox, it has never broken down or even needed service, setting the world record for the oldest working electric hair dryer.
So when are you going to take it to Pawn Stars?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was watching it last night. You know, the old man actually gave a lady more money than she wanted.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, if you can imagine that. I know. I'm I'm a Pawn Star geek. I got to shut up. This hair dryer weighs 2 pounds and has only one setting or two settings, hot and cold. And of course, it has an on-off button. 80-year-old electric hair dryer.
Oh my God!
Still working.
God, that'll electrocute you.
I would think you'd want to be careful. Yeah, it's 7:47.
Have the kids gone off to college? Are you making room for a new baby? Or are you just tired of looking at the same old kitchen and bathroom for the last 15 years? If you are ready to make the change, call the Marriott Group. Hi, this is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for 33 years. We use the same superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials when remodeling your home as we do when building a new one. Call the Marriott Group today and get your change started. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley for 5 years.
Brad Hildebrand from Hilco Metal Roofing.
Hilco Metal Roofing has been locally owned and servicing the Brazos Valley since 1998, and we're very excited to be in a new location on Highway 6 in Navasota. Of course, Hilco Roofing is still your source for residential metal roofing, but we now offer a full line of metal products, such as steel, pipe, and pre-engineered building packages. Hilco invites you to stop by and see us. We have experienced, friendly staff ready to help you with that new carport, metal roof, or storage building you've always wanted. And since we're the manufacturer, we will save you money. We have a state-of-the-art trim shop with quick turnaround on metal building and roofing components, and we offer fast, friendly hometown service the large chains can't provide. For a free custom building or material quote, stop by and see us at Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply, 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, or give us a call at 936-825-0500. That's 936-825-0500. We're open Saturdays till noon for your convenience. Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Dr. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology are happy to wish you a Merry Christmas. This Christmas, Childs Dermatology asks you not to forget the true meaning of Christmas, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Matthew 1:21. Enjoy the holiday season and celebrate Christmas with your friends and family, and remember what the holiday is truly about. Merry Christmas from everyone at Childs Dermatology. Give them a call at 696-4444.
Would you rather have more time or more money? With Focus on the Family, I'm Dr. Julie Slattery. A management consulting company surveyed 1,000 working women between the ages of 22 and 35 about issues related to their work. When asked what sacrifices they would make concerning their personal and professional lives, over half the women, 54%, said they were ready and willing to give up personal time in order to make more money. Now, of all the things this research demonstrates, there seems to be a growing contingent of women who value advancing in their careers over developing significant relationships in their lives. Now, as a woman who works outside the home, I understand the desire to build a career and to help support my family. But I also understand the importance of nurturing the most critical relationships in my life, especially with my husband and my children. There's nothing wrong with building a career or making more money, but it often comes at a price. Unfortunately, the cost of neglecting the people in your life sometimes doesn't show until much later, when it's too late to enjoy the giggles of your toddler or hold hands with your spouse. As you seek to find this balance in your life, keep in mind something my mom has always reminded me of. When you say yes to one thing, you are always saying no to something else. To help your family thrive, visit our website at focusonthefamily.com. I'm Dr. Julie Slattery.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot. These are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Here's what one nurse said about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
I work in a family practice clinic, and this thermometer is our favorite.
And here's what one doctor said.
I recommend it. It's accurate, fast, and easier to use than traditional methods.
And one mom.
The fact that I can take my sleeping infant's temperature without waking him is worth every penny.
And a bunch of other moms.
Are you sensing a trend here?
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Pick one up for the family at Walgreens and other fine retailers.
One more time. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:52. I'm Tom Turpeville. Let's take another look at sports. Texas A&M may not be facing LSU's leading rusher when they play the Tigers in the Cotton Bowl January the 7th. LSU coach Les Miles says running back Stephen Ridley is dealing with a one-time academic violation that has ruled him ineligible for the Cotton Bowl. He declined to go into detail about it, but they're appealing to the NCAA to have Ridley ruled eligible again to suit up against the Aggies at Cowboy Stadium. Ridley is their leading rusher, gained 1,044 yards on 225 carries and scored 14 touchdowns this year. Now, 6 weeks and a day from one game to the next for Texas A&M. Mike Sherman, though, doesn't think that that'll be a problem really for either team.
I don't think that will be a reason for either team not to have success in the game. Plenty of time has given us an opportunity to rest some guys who are pretty beat up at the end of the season. This time off has definitely allowed their bodies to heal, their minds to refresh themselves. We're going to practice a lot of situations. We're going to try to put them in game-like scenarios as often as possible. We'll practice with game type tempo, so try to utilize the time we have to simulate games as much as possible so we don't lose any rhythm or timing in our team.
Game will be 2 weeks from tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at Cowboys Stadium. Auburn quarterback Heisman Trophy winner Cam Newton has been named the AP Player of the Year after leading the Tigers to a perfect regular season record and a berth in the BCS title game. Newton already had won the Davey O'Brien and the Maxwell Awards before receiving 51 votes from the 60-member AP football poll panel. Boise State quarterback Kellen Moore finished second with just 3 votes. Moore led his team last night to a win in the Mako Bowl, and they finished their season at 12-1 in Las Vegas. Doug Martin ran for a long touchdown. Moore threw for a couple of TD strikes, and the Broncos beat Utah 26-3. Martin put Boise ahead to stay with an 84-yard touchdown run in the second quarter after the Utes had taken a 3-0 lead. The Utes finished at 10-3. Tonight is the Poinsettia Bowl in San Diego. Navy taking on San Diego State. And the executive director says the game will go on, even though part of the field at Qualcomm Stadium was underwater at this time yesterday. Bruce Binkowski says the stadium ground crew is working around the clock to pump out the water from several days of heavy rain. Parking lots were underwater also yesterday. Steve Adazio is the new head coach at Temple after spending the last 6 years on Urban Meyer's staff at Florida. Adazio handled the Gators' play calling the last 2 years, and he replaces Al Golden, who left the Owls to take over the Miami program. NBA's top two teams extended their winning streaks yesterday. The Celtics made it 14 in a row and improved to 24-4, but the San Antonio Spurs still have the league's best record at 25-3. Unbelievable. They got their 10th straight win last night. In Boston, Ray Allen scored 22 points, and the Celtics beat Philadelphia 84-80. The Spurs have their second double-digit win streak going now. Manu Ginobili and Gary Neal each scored 22 with a 6-point win over Denver last night. Kevin Martin scored 28 points, including 4 free throws in the last 16 seconds. And the Rockets, after nearly blowing an 18-point lead in the second half, they beat the Clippers 97-92. And Paul Silas, hold on. Drop your script on the floor. That's what happens. Paul Silas has been named the interim head coach of the Charlotte Bobcats following Larry Brown's departure on Wednesday. There's your look at sports. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville at 756. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Looking for that last-minute stocking stuffer for your teachers, neighbors, mailman, personal trainer, roommates, boss, secretary, or yourself? Don't hesitate any longer. Log on to ElementsBCSGiftCards.com for a quick and easy solution to your gift giving. ElementsBCSGiftCards.com.
You seem stressed. Ah, your husband just announced your in-laws are coming. Let's have a listen.
Oh, man, we're doomed. My folks are staying here for a week, and we don't have enough wine. You know how snooty they are, and we only have one bottle of his favorite left. We're doomed!
Please, take a moment and reassure your man. For Specs carries over 10,000 of the finest parent-pleasing wines available. not to mention mouth-watering gourmet foods and the freshest handmade cigars this side of Cuba. What say he now?
Hello, beautiful. My lovely parents are coming. I know you're busy, but could you have Specs locate my father's favorite wine and give us a discount on a case or two? You are incredibly attractive.
Well, isn't that lovely? It appears Specs' low prices and huge selection will keep you in good supply and good standing. You're welcome. Specs Wine, Spirits, and Finer Foods. Cheers to savings.
Fall is here for hunting season and cattle feeding. Think of Norma G Tractor for all your Kubota RTV utility vehicle needs. Norma G Tractor Kubota utility vehicles come in gas and diesel models, hydraulic dump beds, 2- and 4-seaters, bulletproof hydrostatic transmissions with prices starting at $79.99 after cash rebate. Finance your selection with zero money down and 0% APR financing with payments of only $138 per month. If you need a tractor to feed those large round bales, check out Normandy Tractor's L4400F 45 horsepower tractor, only $11,200 after cash rebate, or finance for only $158 per month. At Normandy Tractor, trade-ins are always welcome, and we'll deliver your purchases for free. Normandy Tractor, voted best lawn and farm retailer in the Best of the Brazos survey for 9 consecutive years. Corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. Nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hey, I've been looking everywhere for a job.
Like where?
All the cool new hip social places, JobFace, Twistless, Greg's Pots, LinkedIn.
She's not really looking for a job. I mean, come on, give me a break.
Well, I tried most of those sites.
Did you find a job?
No, but I did find 3 former classmates who've been in prison, 5 booty call offers, a former boss who wants to sue me,
really?
And a guy who says he's my other mother.
You have another other mother?
You know, some people you just can't help. You can find hundreds of local jobs all for free at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Hello, I'm Coach Harv Limburger, and this is Know When to Pass, the program that puts the armchair in quarterback. Joining me today is Hall of Famer LaBrill Rosewater.
What's up, Coach?
You came out passing on the first play yesterday, LaBrill.
LaBrill was sending a message to his fans.
That you have a howitzer for an arm?
No, man. Fans need to pass. They watch LaBrill do his thing while they do some serious drinking.
People at game-watching parties.
After the last whistle, LaBrill doesn't even take off his pads. Jumps in his Lamborghini and hopes some drunk yahoo in an SUV doesn't blindside him on his way home.
Oh, this is pretty serious then.
You feeling me? I got 300-pound linemen afraid to leave the locker room.
Okay, we'll be back with LaBrill right after this.
KW College Station,
Brian. Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's now 2 package bombs 2 days before Christmas in Rome. One's just gone off at the Chilean embassy, injuring one person, a short while after a package blew up at the Swiss embassy, injuring the clerk who opened it. Italy's foreign minister condemned that as a deplorable act of violence. In South Korea, a big military exercise that's prompted North Korea to warn it could launch a sacred war.
For 40 minutes, South Korea strafed one of its own cities, 21 miles from the North Korean border, with missiles, artillery, fighter jets, and helicopters. State media in Seoul saying the drill was the largest of its kind, with 105 different types of weapons intended to deter aggression.
Fox News Radio's Bill Marcus. This is a month after North Korea's deadly attack on the South. President Obama's in Hawaii, and a bunch of voted-out lawmakers are finished for good.
I wish everyone here Godspeed and a Merry Christmas.
The lame duck Congress has adjourned, and Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern's live in Washington.
Before gaveling out, Congress delivered what many are calling an early Christmas gift for thousands of 9/11 survivors and rescue workers.
This Christmas, while you might not get a check by Friday morning, you can have rest and peace of mind.
Former New York City firefighter John Feel celebrating the $4 billion compensation package. This lame duck also saw the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, an extension of the Bush-era tax cuts for all Americans, extended unemployment insurance, and a nuclear arms pact with Russia ratified. Dave?
Jared, with just 2 shopping days left till Christmas, we're learning some of us were out buying early. Consumer spending rose in November for a 5th straight month, up 0.4%. Our incomes increased slightly less. And first-time unemployment claims dipped a tiny bit last week to 420,000. The rain has stopped in Southern California, but it left behind flooding and rock and mud slides and water contamination that's closed some beaches. 4 hikers who got stranded Sunday in California's San Gabriel Mountains were found alive and safe this morning. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just saved $1,200 a year with USAA. USAA member Charles says, I've been with USAA for over 40 years. USAA is the best financial institution I've ever used. It gets top honors for customer service, and I can see why. What's it like to still be a fan of your insurance company after 40-plus years? Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switched. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet. But we know we save for gobs of money, too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Whether you're considering replacing the windows in your existing home or building a new home, looking at the cost effectiveness and efficiency of your windows is something you should do. So call Intercon at 823-3639. Intercon offers windows for both new construction and for replacement that easily beat the standard requirements for energy efficiency. So call or come by Intercon and let Oscar or Brad Beard show you how you can protect your most valuable investment by buying windows, which are among the very best available, yet extremely affordable. Intercon's replacement windows are installed by Intercon employees that work on windows every day. Call Intercon for a free quote, and there's no pressure. Keep your home energy efficient throughout the year. Let the fine folks from Intercon help you with all your window needs. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and travel safely if you're going to be on the road. From Oscar and Brad Beard at Intercon, call them when you need windows that are energy efficient at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
Why do so many car brands compare themselves to BMW? This year alone, 14 brands did so 48 times. And with the holidays fast approaching, we predict it's going to get a lot more naughty than nice. Take the BMW 3 Series. Often compared to by other luxury brands, the truth is the 3 Series is faster and more powerful than its top rivals. And it's the only one among them to include no-cost maintenance, saving you thousands. So as for our competitors, we see a lump of coal in your future. But as for your next vehicle, why buy a copy when you can have the original, the ultimate driving machine? Come compare the 3 Series at the BMW Joy Sales event now. Get exceptional holiday offers, but only for a limited time. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
WTAW News Time, it's 5 minutes after 8. The temperature, 57 degrees this morning. More on the forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning for Chase Murphy. I'm Bill Oliver. Scott and White healthcare officials were in College Station yesterday to officially announce building a new hospital at the southeast corner of Highway 6 and Rock Prairie Road. Introduced as the hospital's chief executive officer was Jason Jennings, who says construction will start next year, completion in 2013.
Some of the services that we include will be emergency services, cardiac services with dedicated cath labs, operating rooms, neonatal intensive care unit, endoscopy procedure suites, interoperative robotics, full-service cancer center with linear accelerator capabilities, full-service imaging, as well as other ancillary services.
Jennings says the five-story structure will open initially with 119 beds, but will grow to 443. Once operational, Jennings says the hospital will employ 400 with an annual payroll of $20 million. Architect's drawings of the new hospital and more comments from Scott and White officials can be found on our website at WTAW.com. A College Station woman's dead and her husband hospitalized following a crash south of Hearn yesterday morning. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says this was on Highway 6 and 190 involving a northbound SUV that struck the rear of a semi-trailer as the semi was making a right turn.
Originally, he was in the outside lane to make a right turn, but he had to swing out left a little bit to make cut back to make the turn.
Morgan says the driver of the SUV attempted to avoid the collision. Killed was a passenger in the SUV, 61-year-old Elaine Barr. Her husband, 64-year-old Robert, was injured. He was transported to St. Joseph Hospital in Bryan. The trucker from Louisiana was not hurt. Traffic on the four lane shut down for about an hour. Police and security agents sent scrambling yesterday when a driver crashed onto the front lawn of former President George W. Bush's home north of Dallas. Authorities say the Bushes were home. No one was hurt and no damage to the home. But the Secret Service did not reveal they heard the crash. Investigators say the driver, who had been visiting one of Bush's neighbors in the gated community, was released after being questioned. The U.S. Senate overwhelmingly ratifying a new arms control treaty with Russia. The vote was 71-26, but among those voting no, John Cornyn of Texas.
So what if the Obama administration's worldview is a little bit naive? So what if the Russians negotiated a much better deal for themselves than the Obama administration got for the United States? It's time we stop sending a message of weakness that only encourages our adversaries. I would urge my colleagues to vote no on this treaty to require the administration to go back to the negotiating table with the Russians.
Kay Bailey Hutchison also voted against the treaty. Now that President Obama has signed the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, that's great news for a wannabe Texas Marine who went through the ROTC program at A&M. Danny Hernandez says when changes in the law are completed, he plans to honor his ROTC commitment and reenlist into the Marines.
So this is, for a lot of reasons, a turning point in my life, and I am grateful that, you know, eventually I will have the opportunity to again fulfill my commitment.
Hernandez says he was discharged earlier this year for being openly gay, and he's looking and he is hoping he can reenlist by the end of next March. Several energy drinks with alcohol that were taken off the market are now returning.
Four Loko will be back soon, and it's not the only one.
Kronk, that's that we are expecting to receive applications for, as well as Juice and Core.
The Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission's Dexter Jones says these drinks have been reformulated to take the stimulants, including caffeine, out. The commission ordered the drinks removed from store shelves last month. In Austin, Robert Wood, TSN News.
A Corpus Christi area man's pleaded guilty to two weapons charges and will forfeit a grenade launcher and over 11,000 rounds of ammunition. Jeremy Charles Davenport, the victim, faces up to 10 years in prison on each count when he's sentenced next March. Davenport arrested in September after police responded to a domestic disturbance. Officers found 19 firearms, including a machine gun. They also found Davenport under the influence of cocaine at the time of his arrest. And descendants of Old West lawman Pat Garrett and New Mexico's territorial governor Lew Wallace are outraged over the possibility New Mexico's governor, Bill Richardson, will pardon Billy the Kid. The descendants contend Wallace never offered a pardon in return for the kid's testimony in a murder case, and they also say a petition seeking one is tainted because it comes from a lawyer with ties to Richardson. Governor set up a website to let the public weigh in on the possibility of a posthumous pardon for the kid on the murder indictment. At last count, about 390 responses, and according to Richardson's deputy chief of staff, sentiment so far slightly in favor of the pardon. WTAW News Time, 11 minutes after 8, temperature 57 degrees, news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news after 8:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. For Chase Murphy, I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
This is Jeff Smith, General Manager of Pioneer Steel. At Pioneer Steel, we provide the highest quality products for your structural steel, pipe, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary, or number two material. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic number one sheet metal and new structural pipe with written manufacturer-backed warranties. Ask our competition if they provide the same.
Pioneer Steel. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Last month, the College Station City Council began the process to annex Welburn.
Welburn has pleaded to no avail for a voice in her own future.
College Station citizens petitioned to vote on this issue, and the city refused to listen.
Forced annexation is contrary to the values of self-determination and individual freedom that made this nation great. The Republican Party of Texas calls for letting the people vote on annexation.
The Democratic Party of Texas believes that rural areas should be allowed to control their own resources. Standing up against forced annexation? That isn't partisan.
It's American.
If you live in College Station, please join us and support the recall petitions to remove the council's ability to forcibly annex Welborn.
It's the right thing to do.
To sign the petitions, or for more information, go to savewelborn.org. That's savewelborn.org. Come sign the petitions. We're now located at Park Place Plaza, the Lax Shopping Center facing Southwest Parkway. We'll be there Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sundays 1 to 5.
Check savewelborn.org for additional locations to sign the petition. This political ad has been paid for by Citizens for Welborn.
And savewelborn.org. Thank you.
Hey, it's 8:12. Let's check some weather. Brought to you by ResPro. Fire damage or water damage, home or business, ResPro can help you clean it up. 690-8659.
Lots of cloudiness across the region throughout the day. We'll see temperatures only up to about 55 to 60, and we run the risk of a little bit of shower activity as well. Tonight, there'll be clouds, temperatures overnight 45 to 50. Some rain's a possibility during the day tomorrow. Highs will be 60 to 65. Any rain that does move in moves out tomorrow night. Christmas Eve lows around 40. For Christmas Day, it's going to become partly sunny. High temperatures, though, only around 50 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, Billy the Kid in the news.
Yeah.
What's that about? Hello.
Yeah.
I'm here.
I had my band in here.
Oh, Stephen. You're playing video games again when you're supposed to be doing this. Yeah, now I see how it is.
No.
Anyway. So, Billy the Kid in the news. They want to...
When Bill Richardson's not trying to solve Korea's problems now...
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, they pardoned Jim Morrison, right?
Yeah.
And now they're doing this. All right. But, you know, the thing is, Billy the Kid is popular. There are songs about Billy the Kid, you know.
Oh, yeah.
There's this one from Marty Robbins. Wait a minute. Let's
New Mexico, long, long ago, when a man's only chance was his old 44.
Yeah.
When Billy the Kid was a very young lad, in old Silver City, he went to the bat. Way out in the West with a gun in his hand.
Uh-huh.
At the age of 12 years, he did kill his first man.
Really?
Boy.
I didn't know that.
Boy, that's a great voice.
Historian Marty Robbins.
That's a distinct voice.
Yeah. I love that.
When he was 12 years old, he killed somebody? Wow.
Well, yeah, he didn't know the gun was loaded.
I guess so. Well, anyway, we had a 10-year-old singing, and we had a...
12-year-old killing.
Killer. Yeah. That's perfect. Okay.
And who sang the song about the dirty little coward who shot Mr. Hyde?
Oh, yeah, and laid...
Poor Billy in his grave.
That's right. And then...
Is this more Billy the Kid
retrospective? This is another... Billy the Kid song. Except this is Billy Joel.
Oh, Billy on Billy here.
Uh-huh, it is. Because, I mean, he was from Long Island. It's not like he knew a lot about New Mexico.
Such a great storyteller.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, without a doubt. You've seen on New Mexico license plates where it says New Mexico, USA, haven't you?
Land of enchantment.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, it says USA.
And by the way, before anybody calls,
yeah,
Dirty Little Coward was about Jesse James.
Yes, it was.
Billy the Kid.
It was, yeah.
I don't know.
It's Christmas, so it's time to play Billy Joel.
Yeah.
From a town known as Wheeling, West Virginia, rode a boy with a six-gun in his hand. And his daring life of crime made him a legend in his time, east and west of the Rio Grande.
For all you people who are old like I am, remember that Billy Joel stuff.
Terrific stuff.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. One of the best concerts I can still remember. An unemployed Wisconsin man has won $1 million prize in McDonald's Monopoly game.
Really? It really works, huh?
Well, at least for one person. 29-year-old Jonathan Kao.
Yeah.
Won the $1 million prize in the U.S. American and Canadian deal when he pulled off the tab on his medium soft drink. Who'd have thunk it?
Huh?
So you don't have to buy the large. The medium worked just fine. He
huh.
was at the McDonald's just outside of Milwaukee, been living with his parents since he lost his job 18 months ago. He'd been eating at McDonald's because it was the only place that he could afford. plans on paying off his bills, that's a good thing, and his parents, even better, for expenses and back rent. Ronald MacDonald himself presented him with the $1 million check on Tuesday, the IRS standing nearby. Well, I don't know about that. On Tuesday.
That's right.
He went in to celebrate by getting himself an Egg McMuffin.
That's right.
Way to go! Did he bring him the check, laid it on the counter and said, give me some change?
Yeah. Ed McMuffin was too hot. It burned him, and he's suing
him. Yeah, now he's going to sue him. Yeah. Keep it going. Okay, here we go. The average U.S. American or Canadian will eat 11.9 pounds of cereal per year.
Somebody's eating my part.
How much?
11.9 pounds.
Is that all?
Well, you see,
I mean, they continue shrinking packaging, but it's usually 12 to 14 ounces. That's not many boxes.
No, it's not. See, so Tom, if you were wondering who's eating your share, obviously, I guess Bill has some knowledge of that, whether he's the one or not.
Oh yeah.
Oh, here you go. Here, Omaha boy. You've spent time in Omaha. Says here it's against the law to burp or sneeze in a certain church in Omaha. You ever heard about that?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Really?
It's what it says.
Does it have a sign outside?
I'll have to put my Omaha staff on that.
Yeah, do that. Exactly.
Our church is burpless?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're born with 300 bones. By the time you get to be an adult, you've only got 206.
You've lost 94 bones?
Well, the pharmaceuticals will come out to fix that, too.
Yeah, they will.
Well, where did they go?
All right, does that tell me that I'm watching the wrong television shows if in every break, we have at least one prescription drug commercial? I mean...
Oh, I know.
Does it mean that I'm watching... Because I'm guessing if I watch something else, How I Met Your Mother or something, then maybe it's not in there. I mean...
And you know, the commercials, they all have to be 2 minutes long because it takes about a minute 15 to tell you why you shouldn't take the drug.
Yeah, and if I see... who's that who does the bone... The bone
Sally Field for Benito.
If I see that anymore, I'm not going to like her anymore, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to get over liking her. Golly. Anyway, just...
But the same people that tell you why you should take them, they're sitting there smiling at you, telling you all the reasons you should.
Sure.
You know, some studies have shown this drug can kill you.
Yeah.
You know, but they're smiling at you.
Yeah.
You know?
By the way, I got that. Let me see if I can find that story for you real quick, as a matter of fact, because they've... I believe that they have pulled Lipitor for the fourth time. That'd be the fourth time.
Uh-huh.
That'd be four, one, two, three, four. And, you know, you see those commercials and you think everything's fine with that guy who took the Lipitor, remember?
Yeah, because it unclogs your arteries.
Yeah, right. So there you go. Obviously, there's some other problems right there.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. There are more plastic than real flamingos in U.S. America.
Well, no doubt.
Well, you think about it. Sure.
Yeah, that's probably true.
You know, they're all over America.
Yeah, you think about it.
A great fundraiser.
Uh-huh. And more people use Bluetooth brushes than red.
Oh, I have Bluetooth on my phone.
No. Very nice.
Hi, I'm Donna, owner of the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. The price of all precious metals, gold, silver, and platinum, is still up. This is a great time to bring your broken or unwanted gold, diamonds, silver jewelry, sterling flatware, and Rolex watches to the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. We buy and sell gold and silver coins from one coin to large collections. We hear others claiming to be the biggest and the best, but we have customers that check around and they come back to us because we pay the most. They also like our fast and friendly service and appreciate our A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. We enjoy selling beautiful jewelry to our friends and neighbors for the best prices around. We are fortunate that we can contribute to many worthy charities in our area, the place we have called home for more than 30 years. We love doing business in the Brazos Valley. We would love to be your jewelry store. Please come see us at the Jewelry and Coin Exchange in College Station or call us at 846-2400.
Masterpiece Framing in Bryan College Station kind of made a twist on the whole frame deal. Obviously, there have been places for you to get things framed before, but what Masterpiece Framing in Bryan College Station does is a little bit different. First, more than happy to meet with you ahead of time. They'll come to your home or your business. They'll offer you free written estimates. They do many things, including etching on mats or on the glass. Also, they can do conservation and preservation framing if they need to do that. Remove the wrinkles on a document or other piece of paper. They do shadow box framing as well, and some pretty interesting and creative design ideas. So if you're looking for a framing event that stands out, then Masterpiece Framing can certainly do that for you. Pick up and delivery as well. After the consultation, they'll be glad to get the documents or the items that you want to get framed, and they'll do that, and then they'll bring it back to you when it's all done. That's part of the service. Give them a call to 450-1920, or you can go to their website, which is masterpieceframingbcs.com. Learn more about the services that they have. Yes, they provide the regular services that we've been able to have in Bryan College Station from frame shops in years past, but now even more than that. So if you have a special occasion that's already happened or you're going to have one and you want to be able to preserve it professionally, then get in touch with Masterpiece Framing in Bryan College Station. Again, the number to call, 450-1920, or the website, and that is masterpieceframing.com.
In a world of over $10 movie tickets, $7 popcorn, $5 sodas.
Unaffordable.
No salvation in sight.
Let's just stay home.
Yay! DirecTV to the rescue.
We've got access to 400 of the newest releases, all in Blu-ray 1080p HD and 5.1 Dolby Digital.
Plus over 4,000 shows and movies.
Packages starting at $29.99 a month. That's less than one family trip to the movies. Call DirecTV today and ask how to get free HD, 3 free months of Showtime and Stars, and 2 free upgrades to an HD DVR and an HD receiver.
I'll make the popcorn.
Yeah! Call Starfire Satellite today, your DirecTV authorized dealer, at 776-2215 for savings in quality you can only get with DirecTV.
Access to 400 new releases and 4,000 programs requires higher price package, HD DVR, and broadband connection. Additional fees required. Offer ends 2-9-11. 2-year lease required. New approved customers only. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Aggie Reports, a presentation of the College Station Medical Center. Our hospital is an Aggie tradition. Healthcare, it's what we do. The Texas A&M Athletic Department is pleased to offer the Holiday Hoops ticket promotion for Aggie men's basketball during the holiday season at Reed Arena. Tickets start at just $5. Holiday Hoops begins December the 8th against Prairie View A&M and runs all the way through January 12th against Oklahoma State. All games in that time period. To purchase your Holiday Hoops tickets, go to AggieAthletics.com and click on Tickets. Holiday Hoops and Aggie Basketball at Reed Arena. Texas A&M basketball team will be off now until the 31st of December. We will play at 3 o'clock that day. McNeese State will be the opponent. The team now in the Christmas break. We'll be back for a while. Coach talked about how he sets it up, how he's doing it this year versus perhaps other seasons.
Everybody does it different. You know, I like the way we do it. I thought we took 6 days last year, and I thought it was huge for us. I'd like to take more, to be honest with you. I think it's great for the coaches. I think it's great for the players. And last year with D-Rose's injury, it couldn't have come at a better time. But, you know, last year was the biggest break I had ever taken, and I thought it helped us. I mean, I thought we played pretty well down the stretch, so hopefully it'll have the same results this year.
Texas A&M head basketball coach Mark Turgeon. Keep in mind, fans, we have the Holiday Hoops ticket prices going all the way through the 12th of January when the Aggies take on Oklahoma State. Then McNeese State on the 31st. The Nichols State game on January 3rd, Oklahoma State on January 12th. All of those games, the Holiday Hoop ticket to offer applies to those three. Have a great week. I'm Dave South. That's the Aggie Report. If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a 6-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Hello again, I'm Coach Harv Limburger, and this is Know When to Pass, the program that puts the armchair in quarterback. Today we're discussing the importance of a quick release. Wazurski, take these keys and pass them to Chandler. Ow! Oh, that's going to leave a mark. And Wazurski throws like a girl.
I am a girl.
What about it, Chandler?
I think my eye's swelling shut.
Wazurski, where did you develop that release?
At my friend's house. They have these football watching parties where basically they eat chips and drink beer for 3 hours.
So you pass your keys to a sober receiver, is that it?
You got it, Coach.
Let's see that again.
Ow!
Pretty.
Game watching parties can make drunk drivers. Even if you drink moderately, 3 hours adds up to a lot of alcohol. If you're enjoying the game at a friend's house, know when to pass up that drink and pass off your keys.
Chandler, go long!
Ow!
You should try catching with your hands.
This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Well, every once in a while on Bravo Brazos Valley, we like to update you on what's going on in the Brazos Valley, especially during this time of year where we think about giving. And the United Way is giving tax help again this year. United Way of the Brazos Valley gearing up to open the community tax centers. This is a free service that is provided to low to moderate income individuals and families at various sites around the Brazos Valley. It's a great deal. Volunteers are certified by the IRS to prepare and electronically file federal income tax returns. Many working families earning less than $50,000 a year are eligible and could receive up to $5,666 in earned income tax credit. Even those who worked and did not earn enough to file a tax return are encouraged to do so to receive the benefits of the credit. The IRS estimates that almost $6 million in EITC funds went unclaimed in the Brazos Valley alone for the 2007 tax year. Employers, please note, this is an excellent opportunity for your employees to save money by receiving the benefit of free tax preparation. Now, the average cost of a simple basic tax return is about $125 at a paid preparer. Anyone who may be interested should dial 211 information and referral specialist. At this number, we'll screen callers for program eligibility and set appointments. And while appointments are not required, they do decrease the wait time considerably. You may be asking how you can join the effort. Well, anyone willing to volunteer as a tax site greeter is encouraged to call 211. You can volunteer as much or as little time as you are able. For more information on the tax site locations and dates and to set an appointment, simply call 211 anytime Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5 o'clock. Coming up on January the 12th, Voices for Children Service Challenge. You know, with the renovations to the facade at the front of the building complete, Voices for Children will now undergo an additional facelift inside the building. Program needs have grown faster than the current space accommodates. They've run out of room for their increased size of CASA training, family meetings and mediations, and the growing staff. The service challenge is an opportunity for the community to help complete this much-needed remodeling over a four-day period. Local businesses and individuals will join forces to donate their time, their supplies, their manpower. So look for more information about the Voices for Children Challenge 2011 campaign in the coming weeks. If you're interested in being part of this challenge, call Voices for Children at 822-9700. And the Brazos Valley Coalition for the Homeless is requesting concerned Brazos Valley and BCS residents to please donate their hotel motel-sized toiletries and anything else that may ease the burden of homelessness for those who are most vulnerable during the wintertime. Items can include diapers, gloves, knit caps, sanitizers, energy nutritional bars, food coupons for free burgers or meals, grocery store gift certificates, cards, women's sanitary items, baby food. BVCH is putting together ditty bags to give the homeless people to ease personal and physical discomfort. Now, items can be dropped off at any Twin City Mission retail store or at its administration offices at 2505 South College. That's about five blocks north of Villa Maria. For more information, call Kim Thompson at 822-7511. It's a great way for you to give during the holiday season. I'm Tom Turbeville. There are just a few opportunities you have. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by me, Sam Sosa.
WTAW News Time, 29 minutes away from 9. The temperature now 58 degrees. More on the Brazos Valley weather coming up after the news, brought to you by Mia's on Main. For windows beyond measure and more, it's Mia's on Main in the Brazos Decorative Center in downtown Bryan. Good morning for Chase Murphy. I'm Bill Oliver. A crash south of Hearn yesterday killed a College Station woman and injured her husband. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says 61-year-old Elaine Barr died and her husband, 64-year-old Robert, was transported to St. Joseph Hospital in Bryan. Morgan says Robert Barr was driving an SUV that was following a semi.
The Chevrolet SUV was traveling northbound behind a truck driver from Acme Truck Lines, was making a right turn I took a private drive when his trailer was stuck in from the rear.
Traffic on Highway 6 and 190 was shut down for about an hour. The trucker from Louisiana was not hurt. Been telling you off and on this morning about an unusual guest in the front yard of the North Dallas home of former President George W. and Laura Bush.
Neighbors say the car was driving erratically along the Preston Hollow Street in an old muscle car when it crashed on the lawn of former President George Bush around 8 o'clock. The Bushes were home, but nobody was injured. The Secret Service says the driver had a stuck accelerator pedal and lost control of the car. They say the driver was visiting neighbors on the street and was authorized to be there. Phyllis Smith, TSN News.
One of the worst-kept secrets in College Station became official yesterday. Scott & White Healthcare President Dr. Al Knight announced construction of a new hospital at the southeast corner of Rock Prairie Road and Highway 6.
This was a tremendous effort to create some significant geography that we will be able to not only put our first hospital, 143-bed hospital, over 320,000 square feet, but a very large medical office building, 70 or 80,000 square feet, and we will have land for future growth.
More comments from Scott & White officials and architects' drawings of the new hospital can be found on our website, WTAW.com. With the president signing the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, a former member of the ROTC program at A&M hopes to return to military service by the end of March. Danny Hernandez says he was discharged earlier this year for being openly gay, although he knew what the risks were when he joined. Hernandez says he had one goal in mind.
The number one thing is completing the mission. And so you go in with that mindset of being successful in the Marine Corps, and I am fully confident that I can still be successful in the Marine Corps, sexual orientation aside.
Hernandez says until the military officially implements the repeal, it's still too early for gay soldiers to come out of the closet. At least 10 Republican senators voted with the majority yesterday to ratify a new arms control treaty with Russia. Not among those switching to the majority was Texas Kay Bailey Hutchison.
This is not anti-Russia. I do think we need a good relationship with Russia. I do think we need to protect at all costs the United States' unilateral capability for missile defense.
John Cornyn also voted against the treaty, which passed by a 71-26 margin. Texas regulators have approved the sale of reformulated versions of one alcoholic drink that no longer contains caffeine. That's the product Four Loko. Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission's Dexter Jones says other brands are still off the shelf.
Some of the manufacturers indicated to us that they've ceased production of the product, and they have no plans at this point in time to reformulate those products. And those products are Max and 3-Sum.
TABC says its agents and auditors have visited over 11,000 retailers and found widespread voluntary compliance in the removal of caffeinated malt beverages. And sometimes derided for his dog and pony show press conferences, the departing governor of Vermont used his last one to trot out the real thing. Republican Jim Douglas, who leaves office next month after 8 years, appeared at his weekly news conference with a miniature horse and a Labrador retriever and a lighthearted jab at his image. Press Corps poked some fun as well, giving the governor a yellow Walmart greeter T-shirt and a set of scissors to kid him about his penchant for ribbon cuttings and other ceremonial events. WTAW News Time, 25 minutes from 9, news brought to you by Mia's on Main. More news online anytime at WTAW.com. For Chase Murphy, I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi there, Mia with Mia's on Main here. Each year I get tons of calls for plantation shutters, but let's face it, they can be expensive. Until now. For a limited time, we're offering plantation wood shutters installed for only $18 per square foot. These quality wood shutters are custom, providing insulation, light control, and timeless beauty. Whether you're looking for custom shutters, draperies, bedding, blinds, or shades, trust your decor to Mia's on Main.
Mia's on Main, 823 Main. That's 823-6246. Mia's on Main in the Brazos Valley Decorative Center.
For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on your Kubota tractor and farm equipment needs, thank Normandy Tractor. Normandy Tractor has Kubota riding lawnmowers, gas and diesel zero turn, and tractors ranging from 18 to 135 horsepower. Save on our Kubota L2800F 30 horsepower tractor with a 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade for only $10,495 after $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $149 per month.
How about the L2800DT package deal? 30-horsepower Kubota four-wheel drive tractor with Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and a 5-foot box blade for only $15,249 after the cash rebate, or payments of only $210 per month. Build your own package deal with zero money down, 0% APR financing for 60 months. Trade-ins welcome and free delivery. Normandy Tractor, voted best lawn and farm retailer in the Best of the Brazos survey for 9 straight years. Corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas.
Not all massage is created equal. You can say that again. Why not treat the loved ones on your gift list with an experience to revitalize and rejuvenate? Log on to ElementsBCSGiftCards.com now to buy your gift cards. No one will ever know that you waited until the last minute. ElementsBCSGiftCards.com.
Hey, good morning, 837. Time for some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the College Station Sleep Center, the area's only accredited sleep center.
Lots of cloudiness today. Temperatures are headed up to about 55 to 60. There could be a stray shower moving across the region. We'll have clouds tonight. Lows are going to be 45 to 50. Clouds for tomorrow. Probably see some rain develop during the day. It's going to be 60 to 65. Rain will taper off Friday night. Lows are going to drop down to about 40. During the day Saturday, it'll become partly sunny. Temperatures on Saturday are probably going to be around 50 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Here's that story that referenced a little while ago, Lipitor issuing another recall, Pfizer issuing another recall for Lipitor. It's their fourth since August. 19,000 more bottles of the medication added to the recall last weekend. The company has now recalled 345,000 bottles in the past 4 months. Recalls were spurred by a foul odor, by a chemical treatment used in the wooden pallets holding the bottles.
Oh,
okay. So
what does that have to do with the effectiveness of the product?
Well, and that's how it happened, huh? Let me see. There was something in the wooden pallets, and last time I noticed, the bottles are probably plastic bottles, probably in boxes that are set on this thing that has bacteria in them. I'm kind of concerned about what kind of bacteria is able to get in through the plastic of the bottle and the cardboard of the box, but nonetheless.
Well, they can't be too careful, though.
I'm just saying, I don't know if
those bottles were sitting on those pallets in a, you know,
for a long time,
in a hot warehouse.
In a warehouse in Mexico where they're made. Oh, I didn't say that, did I? Golly. Okay, it's time for Name Those Singers. Name Those Singers. Listen to these two guys and see if you can figure out who these people are. Here we go.
You want the answer now?
No, you already know it, huh? Yeah. In one of the strangest holiday duets of all time. And Bill Oliver with the answer.
Who is it?
Is that my cue?
Yeah.
Oh, David Bowie and Bing Crosby.
Is that right?
Now we're letting that sink into Tom's head and just
go. No, well, now that he says that, I remember the TV special. I remember very well the TV special that they did.
Yeah, there it is. They did a special together?
No. This was from a TV special.
I'm sure it's on YouTube.
I want to say it was a David Bowie special that Bing Crosby was his guest.
Ah. Oh, is, okay. Because I was going to say, wasn't a Bing Crosby special with David Bowie.
I think I've got that right. Wow. But
it could be the other way around to make Bing more relevant.
That's true. No, I could picture them standing singing together.
Yeah, well, there you go. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. Okay.
They do pretty good together.
Well, yeah, not anymore.
Yeah. Well, no.
Bing doesn't sing much anymore.
No, he doesn't.
Matter of fact.
No, his voice is deeper.
Weird story in southwestern Michigan. Where an argument between a father and a daughter turned into the daughter attacking two police cars and the police. Yeah, it's the holidays in Michigan.
It's the holiday season.
Amazingly, alcohol was involved. According to the newspaper covering this, the father, Dwayne Rowe, age 50, insisted on driving so much that he pulled his 33-year-old daughter, Deanna, out of the driver's seat. Have you done the math on that yet? He's 50.
He was 17.
She's 33.
Yeah.
That's right. 17 when she was born. The argument turned into a scuffle on the ground.
Oh, boy, you hate that.
They
always hate that.
Meanwhile, the van, which had been put into gear, began to roll. ran over the daughter's leg. She's all right. By the time the police responded, the father and daughter had gotten back into the van and made it to the convenience store. Yeah, I guess to buy a lottery ticket. Police noticed that the young lady was limping, and they put the father in the squad car since he was pretty boozed up. She got behind the wheel of the van and began ramming the police car that had her dad in the back seat.
Isn't that the way it always works out?
It does. It just, you know, it's the holidays.
The Finn family.
That's right. Family comes blood thicker than water.
Uh-huh.
They put her in another back of another police car, and she kicked the back window out of that sucker. Obviously, not too bad an injury from the old rolling over her leg to be able to kick the window out. They're in jail. Lots of charges. Hope they gave them adjacent cells for the holidays. I mean, just, you know, just to do, because it's that time of year. You wouldn't want to be separating family when they could actually be together. I mean, maybe not exchanging gifts at this time. You know, Tom, do you know Bill Oliver?
Bill, yeah, I do.
Bill does news for us at, WTAW.
Right. I actually am on with him, actually.
Yeah.
For some
in,
of that
in
time.
The afternoon.
In
yeah.
the afternoon. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Bill, one of Bill's really strong suits is covering meetings of elective boards and such.
Oh, yeah. And
does a slam bang job.
Better him than I.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wonder what he'll think about this story. Bridgewater, New Jersey, has spent more than $17,000 defending a $5 fee it charged a resident for a compact disc of a council meeting.
You betcha.
Yeah. Tom Coulter had filed a complaint with the New Jersey Government Record Council in October of 2008, saying he should pay the actual cost of the CD to get the recording and nothing more than that. The town of Bridgewater disagreed. They paid more than $14,000 in legal fees defending the case. State Council sided with the citizen and found that he should have paid about 96 cents for the CD and not $5. In addition to its own legal fees, Bridgewater had to pay $3,500 to Coulter for his legal fees. And they gave him a $4.04 refund.
Mm-hmm. And how much did it cost to process that?
Yeah, exactly. So $17,000 for the 96-cent CD.
In a world of over $10 movie tickets, $7 popcorn, $5 sodas.
Unaffordable.
No salvation in sight.
Let's just stay home.
DirecTV to the rescue.
We've got access to 400 of the newest releases, all in Blu-ray 1080p HD and 5.1 Dolby Digital.
Plus over 4,000 shows and movies.
Packages starting at $29.99 a month. That's less than one family trip to the movies. Call DirecTV today and ask how to get free HD, 3 free months of Showtime and Stars, and 2 free upgrades to an HD DVR and an HD receiver.
I'll make the popcorn.
Yeah! Call Starfire Satellite today, your DirecTV authorized dealer at 776-2215 for savings in quality you can only get with DirecTV.
Access to 400 new releases and 4,000 programs requires higher price package, HD DVR, and broadband connection. Additional fees required. Offer ends 2/9/11. 2-year lease required. New approved customers only. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Hurry in to Amish Furniture for Generations for their end-of-year floor model sale that's going on right now. You're going to find up to 45% off select items throughout the store. Amish Furniture is reducing their inventory and extending the saving onto you. But hurry, because this sale is only through the month of December. Find the perfect piece for your dining room, bedroom, family room, or office. Experience the quality and the beauty of solid wood furniture that gives you years of enjoyment. Now, these beautiful pieces are handcrafted and made with special attention to all details that transform furniture into heirlooms. It's the end-of-year floor model sale at Amish Furniture for Generations. Amish Furniture for Generations is located on East 29th Street in the Carter Creek Shopping Center right next to Tuesday Morning. Amish Furniture for Generations. It's furniture that lasts for generations to come.
This is Jim Swayze. A little shorter on shopping time this year, and thanks to the economy, a little short on holiday green. if you know what I mean. But with less to spend and less time, there's really only one place I need to shop, Half Price Books. My brother Don loves to cook. They have an incredible selection of cookbooks. The children's section is packed with everything from great books, CDs, DVDs, to interactive books and kits. My wife Jenny loves to travel. I can give her the world. And my friend Woody, the music aficionado, he'll be spinning the classics he never thought he'd find again. Great old vinyl LPs. Yep, there's something there for everyone. And it's all in the holiday treasure chest at Half Price Books. Most at half price or less. Plus, I just bought a $25 gift card and got a $5 coupon for myself to use in January. Half Price Books for the holidays on South Texas Avenue next to Kroger. Find out more or even drop me a note at hpb.com.
When you're watching the game this weekend, know when to pass up that drink or pass off your keys. A message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
847 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Steve Martin, who I really enjoy. I think this is a talented guy.
An accomplished musician.
Mm-hmm. You know, I saw him in concert.
Oh, yeah. I did too.
Yeah, G. Raleigh White.
I saw him.
Yeah, you saw him in Lubbock.
In Lubbock, huh? Yeah. When nobody knew who he was.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I've told this before, but he was the opening act for the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Well, when he was here, people did know who he was.
Yeah, but nobody knew who he was, and they all came to hear Mr. Bojangles from Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. And when this comedian came on at the warm-up act, people really booed because they wanted to hear the singing. They didn't want to hear this comic that nobody had heard of.
Yeah.
So they kind of hissed and booed and all that. No, we don't want this guy. And by the end of his, 45-minute act, people were on the floor.
Yeah.
They were screaming for more for this guy. Yeah.
From Waco, Texas, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, Steve, jury duty.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much turned it into performance art, tweeting over the last couple of days. Regaled his 380,000-plus followers on Twitter with observations inspired by the legal process unfolding before him, using his Twitter name. Report from jury duty. Guy I thought was up for murder turns out to be the defense attorney.
Oh, my.
I bet he murdered somebody anyway. From jury duty. Prosecuting attorney. Don't like his accent. Serbian? Going with innocent. We're 5 minutes in. I'm cracking up the defense guy with my jokes. Judge not, please. Defendant finds me funny. Nice guy. Other jurors are stupid. First, they don't believe in hexes. Plus, they want me to put my magazines away. Lunch break, discussing case with news media, gives me a chance to promote my book. Now forcing my autograph on other jurors, also starting whisper campaign of innocence based on 8-ball magic. Wasn't true. He did it all as a gag, but he is in jury duty. It's just he was waiting outside to be called in. But he's a pretty.
I'd paid admission for that for hire.
Yeah. The fate of a seventh grader in Oklahoma City remains undecided after he was arrested for using a permanent marker to write on a school desk.
Read that.
Boy's teacher made a citizen's arrest when he noticed that the marker had bled through a piece of paper onto the desk. She also claims she'd seen the teen writing on the desk with the marker.
Uh-oh.
Daily Oklahoman tells it this way. There is a little-known city ordinance that prohibits possession of a permanent marker in some circumstances.
Glad I didn't have one when I was up there last weekend.
Do they have all the problems in Oklahoma solved? Is that it?
Where the wind comes sweeping down the plains.
Oh, man. All right. Hey, don't believe those rumors about Indiana Jones being killed off. That's not going to happen.
Really?
He'll be just fine. Thank you very much. The rumors have been out there this week that Harrison Ford's character would be done away with the way that the Edsel was. The Edsel.
Hey, my daddy sold Edsels.
If you got nothing else to do over the holiday period, let me tell you this. First of all, they're going to take the road crossing, the street crossing where the Abbey Road album cover was photographed.
Right.
And they're going to call that a site of national importance so that you can go there and, I guess, take a picture. I don't know. But if you'd like to see it, did you know they have a webcam up?
Oh, really?
24/7.
Just of.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be interesting. Just see how many tourists, you know, walk across the street.
Once again.
And get their picture taken, you know.
If you're at work today,
mm-hmm.
I mean, why in the world should you have to actually put in any work? You're getting paid, right? The boss isn't there. You are.
Yeah.
Go to abbeyroad.com/visit. Just go there. I've done this. I did this, I don't know, like 2 months ago. And I didn't want to hurt the productivity.
Just remember the time change.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's, let's see, it's 9 o'clock, almost 9 o'clock here, so it's probably 3 or 4 in the afternoon. 4 in the afternoon, probably. All
right. Yeah, well, yeah, I wonder how many people go, you know, the whole nine yards and, you know, dress up like the Undertaker and the Preacher and the... And the corpse and the...
The thing is, the road is fairly busy from my recollection. I mean, there's a lot of traffic on there, so it's not like you can just kind of amble out there into the middle of the street and just let things happen.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were going to do that, if you're actually going to get out there and take your picture, you know, dressed in something, you'd probably have to hurry.
But that's what Photoshop was invented for.
Yeah, that's true. You can do that, take your picture, slap it on there.
That's
British man who celebrates Christmas every single day now says he wants to... marry his Christmas tree?
Sure he does.
That's right. That'd be 47-year-old Andy Park. Has eaten nothing but Christmas dinner every day for the past 20 years. Walks through the door sideways. That's why his parents call him Mr. Christmas. So Andy, who again, and the reason his parents call him that is he probably lives with them. I love my Christmas tree more than anything else, so I want to marry it. Okay, Andy. The Christmas holiday fanatic already bought a wedding ring for the tree, but he says he's not sure yet where he's going to stick it. Okay, I'm guessing Andy doesn't bring girls home either. Christmas tree in the corner with the ring hanging on it. That'd be 47-year-old Andy Park.
Higgins?
Hey, Mr. Siebert.
I thought you called in sick today. What are you doing here?
You better stay back.
You better get back to work.
I'm trying.
You'll never know who you'll see at Toyotathon, our biggest event of the year. After all, with over 30 years of amazing deals and a huge selection of quality Toyotas, everyone's going to the event that happens only once a year. But Toyotathon won't last long, and neither will the amazing deals. Now get $3,000 cash back on all 2011 Tundras, or choose zero APR for 60 months on your Tundra and save over $6,100 in finance charges. Hurry to your Toyota dealer today. Cash back through TMS and GST. Financing with approved credit through TFS. Savings based on weekly national auto rates for 60-month term on bankrate.com of 6.43% versus 0% with 35,800 financed. Typical amount for new 2011 Tundra Crew Max. See dealer or call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for details. Offer ends 1-3-2011.
Hey fans, it's Aggie Women's Hoops this holiday season. Join them for great basketball at Reed Arena by purchasing Holiday Hoops discounted tickets. The special Holiday Hoops offer begins December the 9th when the Aggies play Purdue. It runs all the way through January the 8th when they take on Colorado. Fans can purchase the Holiday Hoops tickets online at AggieAthletics.com by clicking on tickets. See you at Reed Arena for women's basketball and Holiday Hoops.
I am Arthur, King of the Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Join me on my quest to find the Holy Grail.
English pig dogs, you think you're so funny with this Monty Python Spamalot?
Run away! Run away! Run away and see Monty Python Spamalot!
You will buy tickets for Spamalot, or else we shall say no.
Presented by MST Opus, Tuesday and Wednesday, January 18th and 19th in Rudder Auditorium. For tickets, call 845-1234.
That's right, the Knights that say knee. They'd be part of them. About 5 minutes till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're going to play this version of this today. We're going to do the other one tomorrow by Roy Orbison. But here's Willie Nelson.
Pretty papers, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write, I love you. Pretty papers, pretty ribbons. Crowded streets, busy feet, hustle by him. Downtown shoppers, Christmas is nigh. There he sits all alone on the sidewalk.
Oh, yeah, Willie Nelson.
Oh, it Well, Roy Orbison.
I like Roy's better.
Well, I'll take them either one. Personal, you know, choice. Whichever one you put on, I'll take it. Man.
Hey, looks like the industry experts were wrong. That new Michael Jackson album, Michael, did not debut at number one in the Billboard 200. No, it didn't. Number one this week is Taylor Swift, who's she's pretty popular. Speak Now. Number two is The Gift by Susan Boyle. Number three is Michael Jackson's Michael. Number four is Janet. What's her name?
What Jackson.
Ivanko.
No. Oh, Janet, the one we're talking
Jackie,
about.
Jackie Ivanko.
The youngster.
The 10-year-old. The 10-year-old.
Yeah.
New Zealand's military has released hundreds of classified reports on unidentified flying objects. These secret files detailed claims that UFO sightings and alleged alien encounters dating back to the mid-1950s. In all, there are about 2,000 pages of ET claims from different residents of New Zealand. It includes eyewitness accounts from members of the public, military personnel, and commercial airline pilots. Some of the files include drawings of flying saucers and aliens who wore, their words here, pharaoh masks. Oh, wow. Does that mean King Tut was an alien? Man, that's going to change.
How'd Steve Martin put that?
Yeah, King Tut. Yeah, that's man, that's going to change history if that's the case. Yeah. See how that works out. Oh, by the way, if you're planning to catch up with your faraway family members using Skype for Christmas, you may want to have a backup plan just in case.
Why?
The internet calling service should be back to normal by now, but the company admits group video calling may take a while to come back. Skype used its Twitter feed to apologize for the disruption in service yesterday. An outage lasting several hours affected millions of users worldwide. Skype blames the problem on computers known as supernodes. When these supernodes went offline, it left many users unable to sign on or place a call. Skype, of course, in case you don't know, software application that allows users to make free voice calls.
Oh, and video calls.
Yeah,
video. I use it all the time.
Now, the next, you might try Google's Gmail calling as a backup. But
I've done that also.
Have you? Yeah.
How embarrassing having to go to Twitter to report your problem.
Yeah, and again, that's why I mention it now, so that you can take a day to learn how to be familiar with a backup, because it's obviously going to be busy on Saturday, and or, you know, on Friday too, certainly. But that way you kind of know how the backup world works if you need to go to that at the last minute, because you don't want to be disappointed if you plan that you're going to talk to somebody.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's see, on this date in history.
I love this part.
You betcha, 1776, Thomas Paine wrote, "These are the times that try men's souls."
Kingston Trio sang
right,
about.
Speaking of writing, also is on this date in 1823 that the Clement Moore poem "A Visit from Saint Nicholas" was published. Remember that? That was the night before Christmas thing. Okay,
you
got a minute.
There were a couple of movies that started yesterday that we didn't talk about yesterday. That one of them gets a good grade, one of them gets a really bad grade. True Grit. With of course, Jeff Bridges, 96% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I can't wait to see that.
So they like it, and they like it a lot. The third episode in the little, I'm going to say, Folkers movie.
Oh, yeah.
Gets
The F-bomb movie.
I'm not even going to come close. Thank you. It gets a 9%, so take your chances there. That's right. So anyway, and it'll go back on tonight, Broadway, the Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark, will go back on. They've been off for two nights after that fella got hurt, who evidently is going to be okay, but still is in serious condition. They've been practicing things and making a few arrangements so that nobody will fall.